Hey, guess where I am? Backstage at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. And you got to come. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a really fun weekend, Bloomingtonians. So today on the show is Jen Kirkman. And let me tell you something. It was, sometimes I'll go, oh, it was crazy fun. But there was also a flow to it, which was just magical. And then I attribute that to me. Not much for Jen. Of course I kid. She was just great. It was just a lot of love and laughs and... Plus she's pretty easy on the eyes. Oh, Jen. Okay, so that's that. Now, there's a point in the show where I'm talking. This is very important because I don't want to go put it in there because I'm too lazy. But there's a point in the show. Do you hear the show going on in the background? There's a point in the show where we're talking about someone who emailed me or tweeted at me. And I thought it was the same person. We deal with someone that emailed me, but the person who tweeted that said I was a fascist, that's not the same person. That's very important. It wasn't. And there's one thing I said about, you know, first of all, I'm not even sure what a fascist is. I realize that after I talk about it later in the show for 20 minutes. But I think I need to add this to it. So when I say what I say in about 15 minutes, you'll add this part. When I say people that, you know, I'm not preaching to the choir because you'll hear it. The difference is I am just saying I'm going to keep preaching. I'm not holding anybody back. I'm just saying I'm going to keep preaching and preaching and preaching. I don't know if I'm helping it. You'll get to the point. I'll get the gist out of what I'm trying to say. All right, this is too long already. I tried to clean up what I said later, but I think I just muddied it up. So just forget what I just said now, and you'll hear it later. That's it. And I'll talk to you. Until then, does anybody in the room want to say anything?
We love Jen Kirkman.
You love Jen Kirkman, Jonas?
I love Jen Kirkman.
Brad?
Her boots.
Her boots?
Yeah, I like her boots.
She does have good boobs. Because, oh, boots. Oh, Jesus, now I feel unprofessional.
Every time I've worked with Jen Kirkman, she always has a stylish pair of boots.
She does. She has good style. And let me tell you something. Jen Kirkman, funny in her fucking bones. Sorry for the language. I've just been yelled at. Funny in her bones. I put her up there with like Brian Regan, Eddie Pepitone. You know, this just does it for me. Jimmy Pardo, Andy Kindler. Like we had a lot of fun. All right.
She got nice boots too.
She does have nice boots, actually. I like her boots after all that.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Jen Kirkman just walked in, and I don't want the audience to miss. Don't act like you know that it's taping now. Just do what you did. Let's not both overthink it, okay? Because what was happening? You were coming in. I wanted to give the audience some of the natural. We shouldn't overthink it, right? So let's just do like you come in and do exactly what you did. Okay, do exactly what you did. Then the audience will capture what we had.
All right, tell that boring story.
Okay, don't overthink it. She goes, tell that boring story. Yeah. So anyway, you know, I just feel like sometimes people give you a compliment and that feels really good. But, you know, the thing is that aren't you going to take your cue? okay. Some people, I didn't know you were doing, are you doing breathing exercises? Oh my God, you're doing fucking breathing exercises.
No,
I didn't prepare. You're going to look like a better actor than me. I could go to.
You sounded more natural.
Okay. All right, hold on. Here we go. So I think everyone knows what's happened. We're trying to recreate what happened before the mics were on. Okay, here we go. So I was telling a boring story. It was Jen's point. I didn't know she came in. Did we lock the door behind her?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I got it. Watch this. So anyway, you know, I appreciate that compliment. That's nice because sometimes people give you a compliment. It always feels nice. You son of a bitch. Shut the fuck up. Jen Kirkman, everybody.
Blah 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 blah.
Sit down.
I
Todd, your gardener's on the phone.
My phone is ringing?
Wow.
Oh, shit. Is he still here? Gardener Pablo.
Yeah, he's still working.
Wow. Okay, let's take a break. That was the pre-show. The let me explain what's going on so I don't have to edit. And by the way, we don't, you know, hold on. Don't tell him what he missed. Anyway, what did you miss? We just did that whole bit. But I got to take a break now because the set from the show, we put in the alley. This is true. We're going to take a break. We put in the alley thinking people would take it because it was free wood. Today, I noticed they didn't. So the guy who cuts my lawn before the show started, I said, hey, if I pay you, can you chop that wood up with your chainsaw and throw it into the dumpster? He goes, yeah. So that was a long time ago. I thought it was like 5 hours ago. And I'm only giving him $5. No, I thought it was like an hour, 2 hours ago. I thought it was going to take him a half an hour. So he just texted me. He's done. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to go pay him. Okay. And then we're going to start the show. But let's take a break and we can play. Oh, I don't know. You know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. This is Pablo.
Hey, Pablo.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
Well, what are my friends? Why would you come up and talk like that? Real nice to meet you. No. Why would you say?
What the hell, Pablo?
Hey, Pablo, these are my friends.
Hi.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, come on.
That's rude.
No, that just seems disrespectful. Try to be nice. Say hi to my friends. Shut the fuck up. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
He
does get the bit because we did Mitch Hedberg, and he played he does honestly cut my lawn, but he played the guy that he was telling me Mitch Hedberg jokes. And then I go, you're so funny.
My manager
like, really
is cool. He gets concerned. He says, Mitch, don't use liquor as a crutch. I can't use liquor as a crutch because a crutch helps me walk.
So let me explain this real quick, and this is the pre-show. Then we're going to take a break, come back in, and introduce you. Right? I want everything to be in order. So, yeah, the joke was he would tell me Mitch Hedberg jokes. They were little shorts we did called Pablo the Gardener.
Oh, okay.
And you remember this Pablo, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And then I just told him the Mitch Hedberg jokes, and he repeated them.
Yeah.
And I would go, man, you're just so funny, like. And he ad-libbed this line. I go, like, where do you, you just think differently. It makes me laugh. Like, it seems really real. And I go, where do you get these, where do you come up with these ideas? They're just so irreverent. And he goes, they just come to me in my dreams. So anyway, he tells me another joke, and I laugh really hard. And then when I turn away, in Spanish, he turns to the other gardener. He goes, he's such a dumb fucker, Mitch Hedberg joke.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
We'll take a break. That's the pre-show, motherfuckers. We'll be right back with our guest is Jen Kirkman, everybody. Come on. We don't do no shitty round of applause. It's a real show.
Get in here.
It's a real show. Oh, look, I love this. I like to come in with applause. What am I? Old school? That was the pre-show. Jen Kirkman. Wow.
Keep this
on. Move closer to your mic and center yourself. Don't come in here like a loose cannon. You look great. You're like, I tell you, it's like interviewing Jackie Onassis. Was that the right term?
Why? Because she's a whore who
exactly.
got married twice?
What else would I mean? You're always good at guessing.
What am I supposed to do? Should I move my...
Well,
there's
a knob on the bottom. You can mic.
Yeah, there is.
No, pull it towards you, the mic.
But I need it lower, see?
You do? Well, there you go. Whatever.
I can't tell who's... How's that?
I know what I'm doing. Put your headsets on. So you have dark... I want the audience to understand what's happening. The room's got like a green tint to it. There's
now
two...
I can remove these if you want.
No, I want them on for a little while. There's two candles on the lit on the table.
How pretty are my eyes?
Wow. Serious. Hey, you want to get out of here?
I would love to.
Seriously.
But just by myself.
Oh, me too. What did you think I meant?
Oh
my God, you thought
I didn't. No, I didn't.
I don't even think that way.
No, I didn't.
Because I said, I want to get out of here. I just meant I want to get out of here. To be honest, I was bored.
Yeah, I did.
No disrespect. And then you said, I want to get out of here by myself, insinuating that you were even imagining.
Yeah, Todd was kind of like, oh, the podcast is over.
Thank you, thank you. And Jake, oh my God, doesn't you guys defend me that often.
Oh my God, you guys are being so rude. I seriously have been here a long time, and I was like, I have to go. My kid's waiting.
Put your glasses back on. I want them for a little while. I want this Jen Kirkman. I'll tell you when it's time to take them off.
Okay,
but
tell
right
me when
now,
you need.
So you come in. There's a green tint to the room. She's sitting there, very dark, cool sunglasses. Looks like she's at the Hamptons going out, like, formal barbecue.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, you're still showing. Not barbecue, but, maybe.
But then how do you explain my shoes?
Well, how do you explain the way you opened up your legs to show me your shoes? That was fun. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You want to get out of here?
I thought you'd never ask.
Wow. So fucking horny. All right, let me do a real show. Is this a good show, you think, so far?
I think so far.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder what the fuck
I'm
doing.
Hey, can I just say?
I want to.
No one knows this, but I told you this in real life. There was one podcast you did maybe 6 months ago where you're like, Jen Kirkman is naked in her room. Praying.
Oh.
I don't know what it was.
I said.
I was naked in my closet listening. Because I listen in the morning, after, you know, like in the shower or whatever. And I was standing there without clothes and like, look, what should I wear today? And I heard my name. And I was
Jen,
like, that is the weirdest
thing. I said I wanted you to be in the shower. And no, I said, you're in your closet right now. Maybe you're naked. I go, what if we tell you to do things and you do them? I was like, put a shoe. I wasn't making like a joke. I was saying, take a shoe and gently, not like a crazy person, and just massage it into your vagina. And then I got nervous that it might have been. I swear, this is to George Carlin. Like, I got nervous. I hope I'm remembering this properly. And I called you.
Yeah.
And I was like, left a message or something. Like, I know you don't give a shit. And I'm 100% sure you don't give a shit. But guess what? I'm still checking. I go, you, and you said, shut the fuck up or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
and then there was another one where you drove by and I was praying naked for like a man or something. Okay. I don't remember what it was.
Traditional praying, I said, in front of your bed. Please, God.
Give me a man. That's a traditional
No,
praying.
It was something.
Gary,
I don't know what it
Gary
was.
Goldman and I used to have a bit in the last comic, when we were in Last Comic Standing in the house. And
I was on the first season.
I was in the house when it still had a house.
Career pick.
Not that big of a deal. Whoa. I guess maybe it is. I don't realize my
right away.
No, you're right. You're right.
Gary Oldman, who played Dracula.
I don't.
Is that who it was?
I don't realize my career sometimes. I casually say things like that, but that's a big deal.
A huge.
So anyway, the guy takes it the wrong way. We're mocking you. Why are you? No, you're right. I forget. I have a show business life.
I wasn't the last one standing, but a lot of people said I made the most impact. Right. And you know what? It's hard for me to believe, but that's whatever.
That's such a thing you could hear somebody. Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't stay longer, but some people said it was Ant, but you know, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, you know Clay Aiken, right?
Sure.
He didn't win.
Thank you.
Assume that he did. And that's I was the Clay Aiken of Last Comic Standing, not just.
You're
you know,
Bonnie McFarlane, right?
I'm Jen Kirkman.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking a lot lately. I'm not doing great interviews. All right, let me get put
Start
things
over.
Back
I pretend
on track.
I'm not here.
Don't pretend you're not here.
Hello?
Oh, you want to use the fake phone? Okay, let me get this out of the way. Can you give me 10 minutes to get this out of the way. Let me tell you the bit, Gary Goldman, so everyone knows, oh, he's staying on track. So the bit was in the house when we'd do it both. We'd back and forth. We'd both play different roles, and one of them would be, Gary would knock on the door, and he said he had to use the bathroom. I'm like, no, Gary, you know I'm uncomfortable. And, you know, he go, I promise I won't. I go, I know it's embarrassed, but I'm shy. I'd rather you not use the bathroom. He goes, Todd, I promise. I just have to pee. I'm going to walk in. I'm not going to look. I get it. I'm just so finally we do that another 30 seconds, and then finally minute. I said okay, and I'd reach in and I'd lock the door, and he'd walk in and go, and I'd be like Gary, but he did the whistle of I don't think I did the right whistle. It's like not a like or like whoa. Anyway,
not that, but that.
And then the security came in, but anyway. So let me get through this. Let me get through this. You can clock it. Like, Aristotle, I want you to be hard on me today for this pre-show, because then we're going to play you in. We have a song. Hard. Oh. 10 minutes. Aristotle.
Co-producing Aristotle.
All right, listen. I got a show to do. Now, listen. So let me get through this. Okay? Are you ready? I feel like...
I'm ready.
What that means... Okay, Clown 2076, thank you. He did all those canvases for the show.
And he did a great job. Clown2076.
He's got a really cool Instagram as well.
I know. And you see some amazing work. Let me tell you something. I thought I knew what spray paint art was because I've seen it, but I don't. You don't until you watch someone do it. It's crazy. He even had a special tip that he put on the pen in the can, and he was like,
"Say that more."
I like the glasses. I don't know. I wrote Tony versus Jake and I. I don't know what that means, but maybe someone listening will be like, "I wrote that email." So. Okay, we're gonna be so quick. Are you okay?
I'm in heaven.
Okay, good. Because once I come to you, then it's gonna be love. We're just gonna have so much fun.
I know. I'm just drinking my hot water.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I need to hear. You're like Todd. Take your 10 minutes or whatever it is.
I'd love you to take 12 if you need.
Okay.
I have to go at 13 minutes.
The mom of the year. As someone said, could you take during all those riots, you know, hearing like that mom of the year because she was out there pulling her kid in the house. And someone was wondering, you know, hitting him. Someone's wondering, like, wonder what my view was on that. And they told me their opinion of it. And I go, of course, I agree. You know, and I Eric, yeah, I get it, Hal, and that, all that chaos, someone that's out there. But, you know, someone that's – I would rather not see a mom out in the middle of the street during a riot. Hopefully if she did everything right, maybe her kid wouldn't be out there. And but kids get away and they do shit, so that's why I want to preface that, because that is a loophole. I don't want to act like great parents don't. The kids get, you know, they go out into the real world and they do shit. I get it, but I guarantee that's not a mom that didn't believe in hitting in the house. So, you know, I don't think, you know, anybody that I don't think she was the mom of the year. So I agree with you. Did I say what I was trying to say right? You remember?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. We have a lot in common. Mom of the year. She's out there. You get home hitting the kid. Well, maybe if she didn't hit
the video during the Baltimore.
Yeah, during the Baltimore.
Oh, I was in Australia with other white people not paying attention to racial tension in America.
Say that again, but play that getting out of the car music. Where were you?
Oh, I was in Australia with other white people not caring about race relations in America.
Our guest is Jen Kirkman. She tells it like it is. We'll be back. It's Jen Kirkman. All right. Okay, listen. I feel like I'm all over the place, and those podcasts, when they happen, 90% of the time.
You're not. You're a guy with a list, and you're reading from it. How could you be all over the place?
He's a dirty Jew.
Oh, no.
She's a dirty German. Together on the WB. You dirty Jew, you dirty German.
Okay, I got it. To George Carlin.
Tuesdays on the WB.
Okay, to George Carlin. It is rare that a jingle embarrasses me. That is an old jingle that I made. I don't know if I would make it anymore. That's from 20 years ago. And the joke was that the WB had so many bad shows, so me and I think that's Avi Lieberman and Steve Rosenthal would make up the most absurd sitcoms that they would have, and that was one of them. So anyway, can you – and you're enjoying this.
Yes.
So you're just looking at this. I'm going to do this, and then we join together.
Yeah, I'm not jumping in because I don't want to sidetrack you.
Oh, God, I love you.
So I'm
no,
just,
but I don't mind if
I'm
you do.
I'm watching like an audience member.
Okay.
Like a regular person.
Thank you.
And it's making me sick.
100%er. Could you – Because it's hard. I knew it deep down you weren't enjoying it. You're not you know what I need.
I'm
but
totally enjoying it because you keep checking in with me and giving me attention.
Okay, good.
So the audience at home is constantly reminded that I'm here. That's all that matters.
Not only do I have to introduce you.
Yeah.
Which I will. But there's three people in the room that are going to get an introduction. Now, it's not It's not from Jingle Joe. It's from me or Lynn, but it's going to be something. We have four very special people that are in this room.
As long as their intros aren't as elaborate or long as mine.
No, I got it. Don't worry. 100%er. Could you read that email from someone that said someone said, Todd, you know you're preaching to the choir last week or a week before when I make points and the audience, you know, agrees with me. You.
I don't think that's always true.
No, I don't either, but they said it. So, so I said, well, first of all, even if I am preaching to the choir, I said, I'll tell you what this leads up to. It leads up to reading a response from them. Yeah, well, let me say what it was first, and then the tweet will make sense. And I explained last week that I don't think I'm preaching to the choir because you might be near me on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be – I agree. I said if I met you, I guarantee you'd be like, yeah, overall, I agree with what Todd says, and I believe it. I'm not like I'm going, come on, there's no way you're even get close to – I believe someone came pretty close. Like overwhelmingly when they hear me talk, they're like, yeah, I agree with him most of the time. But we might be on the same page, but we're not on the same line. I'm not – because – if we were, you'd know how important it was to hear it over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
It's like when someone says, why do I keep saying it? Well, because is it over?
That's right. The answer. If someone's punching you in the face and you keep telling them to stop, they go, why do you keep telling me to stop punching you in the face? Well, I'll probably do it till you stop punching me in the face. So until it's over, if someone goes, Todd, it's over. No one's doing that. No one's doing this. No one's saying that. It's over. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I look like an idiot. I didn't know it was over till it's over. Now, I get what they'd probably say up to this point. This is what I explained last week. No, 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 Todd. We're just saying you need to say it to a different audience. That's what that probably means. Like, we're all agree with you already. So talking about it. It's just a waste. You got to hit people. No, and here I disagreed with that, and I'll tell you why. Because sometimes I'll talk to Paul F. Tompkins, and basically we're preaching to the choir. We both are in agreement pretty much most of the time. Not always, though, and that's very important to point out. Sometimes he's not, but when he is, which is the majority of the time, he'll turn a phrase or coin a phrase, if that's the right way to say it, that makes me help fight the fight.
Right.
I'll be like, oh, my God, that's the new way I'm going to say it. I steal verbiage from people all the time that when you're preaching to the choir because you learn a new way to say it. So I said to that person, so – although I think you're probably pretty close, you're not – I said, well, I'm not preaching to the choir. And this guy made it sound – go ahead. What was the tweet he wrote?
He tweeted, if people aren't 100% with you, they aren't in the choir, question mark. That's called fascism, Todd Glass, and it's what you rail against.
Be nice.
I am. I'm just frustrated.
You can be nice and mean. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I know. I'm just frustrated. It's
because it's frustrating
then,
because
then people muddy what you're talking about with these silly little arguments.
Well, but also I agree with you. But then also I take a deep breath and go, it's my job to make it cleaner. It's my job to make it cleaner. Maybe this if I clean it up, will this guy go, oh, OK, what's the difference between – first of all, if somebody disagrees with me – thank God this came to me. If somebody disagrees completely with what I'm saying, I still don't think they shouldn't have rights. I still don't think they want to be loved. Anybody who disagrees with me, I still know they want to be loved. Right. I still treat them – but I'm allowed to adamantly agree and take a guess that I'm right sometimes. That's not fascism. If sometimes – and only history tells it. Only history will tell it. I get it. Right now you think you're right. I think I'm right. But let's face it. As years pass, when someone was arguing – and I will put – not myself in that league but the cause. When somebody was saying, yeah, Martin Luther King, man, if you don't agree with him 100%, he's like – and he ended up being right. Yeah. In the time, it could be debatable. So I'm hoping when 30 years passes that we look back on it and go, yeah, the problem was you thought one thing, I thought the other, but it ended up I was right. I think I'm going to be right. I don't think I'm going to be wrong because most of my compassion, I hope, comes from just treating everybody nice. So even though I might disagree with someone, there's no one I think, well, if they don't agree with me, they shouldn't get married. That's the difference. That's the difference. Yes, I have a cause and I think I'm right. But if you disagree with me, that's what I'm talking about in the world. When somebody disagrees with somebody, okay, you disagree, but you can't not let them vote. You might think that women aren't as smart. Great. Guess what? They still get the fucking vote. You don't start. And that's not what I'm doing. Someone could adamantly disagree with me, but I think there's a big difference. And let me tell you something. I also think if that person doesn't have the ability to hear what I just said, and did I do a perfect job explaining myself? No, but I got close enough. That if you're not fucking with me and you're not also not – you're not fucking with me. I take that back. But if you're not – this will be a fine moment in your life to go – to be able to see if you understand logic. Because if you can, you'll go, okay, yeah, I was way off. And you'll email me and I'll know. So we will find out when he heard this, did he go, yeah, that probably was a little unfair. Not unfair. He should say whatever he thinks. It was off. It was off. It wasn't unfair at all. Yes, go ahead. I'll give you the last word.
I think he probably agrees with you 100%, but some of these people, I call them debaters. They're into semantics. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly. And they will just, for no reason, think it's intellectual to turn the argument into a different thing. Like, well, in general, though, if people don't 100% agree with you, it's like, you're not saying that. And also, it is called the Todd Glass Show, and it is not fascism.
No, but I still want to be fair. It's called the Bill O'Reilly Show, too, and I still think he's an idiot, so I don't even want
to... sure, yes, but you are here to talk about what you're talking about. Now, not everyone...
No, but I want to be right. I don't mind if, say, some people email you sometimes and they point out something really good. You're like, wow, I'm going to change that. But that doesn't... I say, the difference between other people, I will give everybody... I will listen. I won't just write something off because it's... different or being told to me. Some people write any correction off just because it's correction.
Right.
No, I take it in. Sometimes you go, that's true. Sometimes I don't. In this case, I defend myself. I don't want to just defend myself because it's my show, because I want to defend myself because I think I'm right. And I think history will tell that – well, he's not saying history will tell me wrong. He's saying that because
you don't need to keep
fascism,
talking about
and
things.
And then he goes, it's fascism because I – whatever. Am I saying the word
right?
Yeah. Because if people don't agree with me – yeah. But what I'm saying is right. And I'm not, like I said, taking anybody's rights away. Okay, boom. There's that.
And wait, one thing. When I hear people talk about the same thing over and over, that's of comfort to me. I love it.
Jen.
And sometimes on episode 10, when you've said it the 10th time, you might, like you said, or Paul might say it in a way that helps me go, oh, I. They said it the perfect way that I can tell Aunt Susie, who's kind of a racist.
Jen, that's
you just never know.
Thank God you brought that up because here's what the reason I sometimes and again I have
sometimes
to underline.
The choir never gets sick of it. That's why they show up for church every week.
Thank you, and that's why they call it that. You know what?
No,
she deserves this. Not her. Maybe we play that for her just after she says something. Like that.
You know it sounds funny, but
oh,
I
yeah.
just can't stand the weight.
Oh yeah.
Waiting all the way till Friday.
Oh yeah, Jen Kirkman's here, everybody.
Can it's we get a little gonna song? Be sizzling right here today.
Is this specific towards me or just about the show?
What do you think?
You see, it's gonna
I think it's about me.
Get steamy.
Oh, it's gonna get steamy, baby.
Yeah.
Why are you shining a flashlight in my face?
Because it's green.
It's watching Kirkman.
Oh, I knew I could feel it was coming. Yeah. What is she doing?
It's Kirkman on the Dark Glass Show.
This is Jingle knows I love this song.
Jen Kirkman on the Todd Glass Show. And guess what else? Robbie Kirkoff is here.
Hey, Robbie Kirkoff.
Hey.
Listen, I'm almost done. And then we're going to introduce two groups of people. I'm right online. I'm not done
Blacks
my opening. Oh. I'm not done my opening, but thank you for helping me clean that up. You were actually – this is why when I think, well, just do this part myself. You know why?
No.
I'm to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I give you an A-plus on being here to help me.
Thank you.
You let me get it out.
He doesn't
and then
give out
you,
a lot of those.
And thank you. Well, I did give you one before the show, actually. I mean, maybe tonight I'm very – I'm really throwing around the A-pluses. A-plus-plus. One time my teacher gave me an E. And I, whatever it is.
Extra special.
And whatever she gave me, it was like it was a D. It was a D plus, and I'm like, couldn't she fucking give me a C minus?
What a cunt!
That was my
so many letters.
I love my defense of like, why don't I just listen more and try to learn? Well, because I couldn't. That was the problem. So you're doing a great job. So here's the next thing, and then we'll move on. And by the way, I realized something about I feel nobody is out there. Is I said to somebody, where's the Bill O'Reilly on our side? And so, you know what I mean? Like that will stand the test of time and be right. And they go, well, John Stewart and Bill O'Reilly. No, not Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher. Whether you like them or not, or if you like one more than the other, obviously. But I get, of course, that's the right answer. Those two are, you know, usually on the right side of history, most of the time. Certainly John Stewart. But they're not as angry as me. Like, in other words, maybe if someone's yelling about something that's right, I know it's like Martin Luther King versus someone thought we needed to use more physical violence. Now, I don't agree with the physical violence, but maybe sometimes you do need someone. Like, picture a Bill O'Reilly, but for the right thing. How calm would that make you feel?
I would love
if somebody was going, no, I can't listen to somebody sit across from me. It's 2015 and defend any kids. You lose credibility with me. That is something you made up. You haven't checked in. And anybody watching the interview that I'm shutting it off that's smart isn't going, oh, you can't just plow past people, Todd. There becomes a year when we have to write that off. It's not discussable.
Right.
It's not discussable. Now, in 1980, should it have been discussable? Yes. You have to let things be discussed, even if you fucking are 100% positive. But what is the due process? Is the world flat? Where do we draw the line? Well, some people think it is. No, we've decided as a civil society. Seriously, and I'm not going to throw things into that category unless they are, because otherwise I lose credibility.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it into the world is flat or the world's round. We don't discuss it anymore. Why? Because you're a pigheaded? Because you don't listen? Why? How can we be that cocky? If somebody says the world's flat, why do we write them off? Because what are we, assholes?
Right.
Why? Because we eventually do that with things. And that's what I'm saying with this.
Yeah.
With hitting your kids. It's in that category now. If it's not, it never will be.
Right.
And when history writes itself, there's going to be somebody on television and they dig up footage. I hope it's fucking me, this angry. And no, this guy got it in 2015. You got to watch this interview. Just like if you went on an interview show, and I've used this example before, and you said if you were running for office, I wouldn't let my daughter, wouldn't want her to marry a black person. They don't continue the interview. They don't
right.
give you a punch or two and give you something for your money. But well, let's move on to your economic plan. No, all things cease. You have proven yourself to be not right. You can disagree on the economy or how you're going to fix certain things. But you can't say that on an interview show in 2015. The interview, it won't move past that, if anything. Right. They won't go, all right, well, I think we can agree to disagree on that. No, they write you off as not being credible. That's how it has to be one day with that. And also praying the gay away.
Yeah, we don't.
The fact that they're still, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not up for debate anymore.
Yeah. Greg Proops and you are the only ones, but you don't have the platforms.
No, I don't. I feel like, where is that person? So when someone compared me to them, I go, oh, and I'm.
Phil Donahue maybe was like that?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if he shut people down, though, 100%.
And I'm not saying I would want somebody. I get it. That type of thing, shut their mics off. When Bill O'Reilly does it, yes, it's like, I'm not saying to mirror that. You still have to listen when you have guests on. You still have to listen to other opinions. You have to learn to shut your mouth. That's something I'd probably have to work on because it's hard for me sometimes. But you have to shut up and fucking listen. I'm just saying there is a point where you don't look like a loose cannon if you write people
everyone
off.
Everyone doesn't need equal time with their opinions about facts that already exist.
Right. These test results are in. I should do a parody of it, and the parody would be five people sitting around talking about dental issues.
Right.
No, for an hour. They never take – you're not an expert. You don't get to decide. There's people that know the answer already. They have studied it their whole life, and they offer you up to go ironclad. It's not up for debate. No hitting. Zero. It's not up for debate. I don't give a fuck if somebody's listening that disagrees. You're wrong. This is your whole life flooding in front of you. You hate to fucking go. Everything you thought could be abso-fucking-lutely wrong because you have to come to a screeching stop, go the other direction, and it's fucking hard. It's goddamn got to be fucking hard to never hit your kids. It's got to be fucking – but that's not how we decide whether you do it or not. It's right or it's wrong. Well, it's wrong. So if you do it after this, you heard me say it, and you know I'm fucking right. You fucking know it.
Someone dig this up in 20 years, please.
Please. Anyway.
I want you to.
How you doing?
You have to breathe.
I feel great.
That felt good.
Well, because, you get that
out. You know, you have someone on, who manipulates. Well, I'm a hardworking mom who just goes to work just to provide for my family. And, you know, I don't know about these godless, childless people who don't hit their kids that don't exist, but I'm sure I've hit Amy a few times. But, you know, we go to church and we pray to God about how I've hit her. And I work real hard, just like a lot of Americans do in this.
What are they? That's that.
Like, they do that. And you're like, what? Oh, I'm. Oh.
Oh.
That's.
All right.
That's what people do.
Listen.
Thank you.
So, I disagree with you. Now, last, we're going to take a break and come back and introduce you.
Okay. I don't have to go get up.
No, you don't. Parker, we did a birthday thing for this guy, Parker Sawyers. Parker Sawyers. Just about, I forget exactly what we did, but I know we did something very specific for Parker. And his wife or girlfriend sent a thank you today. Just mentioned it. Like, hey, we were thinking about it. He really appreciated it. And I remember his name when I saw it. And then
he just got a role playing the president.
Yeah.
President Obama.
He got a role in a.
This movie called South Side with You. It's about Obama's relationship with Michelle, like when they first met. It's really cool.
And it's a real movie? Awesome?
Yeah.
And this kid was just cast as an unknown?
He's just a fan of the show, but he was cast as Obama in it.
Yeah. You know, I think they're from London. I should know.
He's from London.
But
he's
from London. Was he just an actor?
We don't know. They do cast sometimes unknowns, or we could just not be aware of his work. You know, it could be like a comedian that
I just don't want to hear about some unknown that you gave this attention to and then they got a role.
No.
And that's not fair.
Well, it is fair. Listen, he likes you.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Everything.
If they ever need anything on the set, let them know.
Here's what we're going to do.
I could play Michelle. Why is everyone so caught up with color?
I don't see color. You know I'm so open-minded. I don't see color.
No, I heard that.
Yeah, I don't see color. I don't hear voices. I don't hear. Are you a man or a woman? What are you?
I don't hear voices.
You could be a blob of shit. I don't know. I just treat everything a blob of shit. The other day, this is a true story. Jake can back me up. He came out the house. I was petting a pile of shit in my yard, giving it water. Well, it's a person. I see it. I'm nice to it. You tell him if that's true.
He seemed really happy doing it, so I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, hi. Would you like
if
some water, pile
more
of
like
shit?
You.
Someone said, Todd, that's a pile of shit. I didn't realize because I don't see. I just treat everything nice. The shit was nice to me. I'm nice to it.
You saw someone scooping up a pile of shit, putting it in a plastic bag, and you're like, don't do that.
I go, hey, that's a person too. Flies, they eat shit, they run all over. Okay.
Is this really the show, or is this just some silly shit?
Well, you know, I do what I do. So here's what you're going to like. You don't have to. One of our listeners, and I'm drawing a blank to his name right now, but I want to do this.
Dougie Duggerson.
Dougie Duggerson. I want a little more of the glasses when we come back. I can't wait to. Can I tell you, getting, just so you guys know the way I feel, getting this list out of the way, even though I say I hate it because it's a lot of thought, but I'm glad I do it because I get it off my chest. But tell you what, to get rid of it is fun, and we're about to right
but
now.
But I get nervous.
And we ended in a nice way, and we're very proud of you, Parker. Seriously, like I felt like, I hope he gets famous so he'll come on our show.
I'm jealous.
He writes poems, and he has autism, and he wrote a poem about his autism.
Oh.
And I really liked it. And I gave it to Lynn, and Lynn's friend sang it. So we'll take a break, and we'll listen to this song. And in the opening, I feel so disrespectful, but you've already heard it in the opening. I will look at his name again. The last time I talked about it, I had his name in my head. This time I don't, and I don't have it in front of me. So it's a poem written by him. You already know who he is. And we'll leave a space for it right in here. Oh, this poem, it's written by
Scott Lentine. I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great
guy.
And Lynn's friend put it to, she sang it, and I thought she did a really good job. So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I'm knowing what to say. I'm knowing what to do. Always looking for clues. Just a normal day. Feeling untrue. I'm totally perfect. Always on edge. I'm never certain. Wanna lift this curtain, but I can't. It's just a normal day. Needing constantly to satisfy my need for information. I'm always on.
Soft. Oh, you gotta come in soft like this. Oh, you're after a poem.
I don't necessarily think so.
No, you for a poem. Oh, yeah, you have to come in soft.
No, I don't think you do. There are no rules about coming in after fucking poems. I said I would not do this show if you pulled this shit where there are rules about how to come in after a poem. I sent an email saying you don't know shit about what to do after a poem.
You're telling me, hold on.
No, I'm fucking serious.
After a poem, you think to come in with that tone?
Yes, I do think to come in.
Can we both
jump.
Do it and see which sounds better?
Okay.
Okay, play the end of the poem and then just fade it out. And I'll be me and then you do what you think's better.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll let... Wow. That's just really nice. Put the music. That's... That was really cool to hear. That was a great poem when I heard it. And
really special.
Even sweeter, put the music. Wow. Okay. That's, you got to come back in soft. Now, how would you come back
well,
in if it was your show?
Let me do it. This is my show, the Jen Kirkman Show.
Okay.
And you see.
Woo! Fucking yeah! Can you see that someone with autism can write a poem and that someone else can fucking sing it? Have you heard anything that good today? No, you haven't.
Can I tell you?
What?
I like your way better. Oh. I thought I was going to, like, even comedically not like it.
Yeah.
You get into it. You just heard something that's awesome. Celebrate it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Why do I got to come in?
Okay.
Woo, 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 woo. Do we have a bell? That's what I would do after that.
I want a
show.
Huge bell, like, on Wall Street.
Do you have the dinging, the loud bell?
The one, like, the
no,
ding,
I want,
ding,
like,
ding,
a
ding, ding.
Bong, bong. I want, like, crazy bells, like a Pink Floyd song, like madness.
Over here. Okay, so play the end of the poem and then just start playing that bell like a motherfucker as I come back. I know, I'm getting different boards. I get it. Jesus.
Sorry, I'm a professional, so it's no big deal. Other people, it might be a big deal, but
well, Jake is. He knows. I take him for granted because when Chris Burden's back in here, you know, he vomits on the mic.
Wow, that was a great poem. Ding, ding, ding. That's all right. Jen, where are you going?
I was going to bang on the drums after the poem.
Oh, is that what you? Oh, yeah. Do you come? I'll do me. You coming back?
Okay.
Okay, ready? So okay, but give me a little poem. I'll do the gentle one. You be the be another. Do what you did before. Obviously, what you're going to do. Yeah. Okay, so a little poem, please. Wow. Some beautiful words. I'll tell you what, that really resonates with me because when that young man sent the poem, it was very beautiful. But to hear someone put some music to it, I think it really celebrated that poem.
It was really nice.
It was very beautiful. It was very beautiful, very heartwarming. It really brings you into the head and the mind of someone and
gives you a new perspective.
It gives you a new perspective and all in a very artful well, which is an artful way, which is always interesting. Okay, now, what do you do? Can I suck the fun out of this for 60 seconds?
Yeah.
It's not really because it's still funny, absurd. One time at the airport, there was a period where they started to show families on television that genuinely have children that are autistic. And when they're in public with them, it's hard sometimes because you have morons saying, hey, you know what, that kid.
So, oh, he needs a slap or
yeah,
some
so,
pills.
And you see a parent being, it's probably the hardest thing in the world, you know, so patient. And yeah. You know, but you can figure out if you listen to a half of those shows that are on television and you have a half an ear, you figure it out right away. You're like, oh, okay, you understand what's going on. And you know what, you do set the what is appropriate differently. Obviously, if someone had a child that didn't have autism, you would still, there would be a different set of rules and guidelines that you think that parent should be placing on a child that didn't have autism. But when
right.
a child has autism, you're more opened to being, just be patient because this parent is already having a really difficult job
doing
the hardest. They're not doing a bad job. And you get it right away, you smell it. And one time I said to a guy in line, he goes, hey, you know, one of those comments at the mm-hmm. airport, and I go, I said it with no tone. I go, oh, I think he has autism. He's like, pfft. Are you shitting me? I'd like to take your lips with a fork.
Like it's
and
a disease he has to. He has an opinion.
He doesn't
on
believe
it. And if it exists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, can
Thank
I say
you.
One thing? And I hate to.
Thank you very much. God bless Jen Kirkman for helping me out. Thank you, Jen
well,
Kirkman.
I hate to, like.
Thank you. No, no, let's celebrate.
Well, but I do have
Come
something
on.
To say.
Come on.
I hate to plug.
Jen Kirkman is our guest, ladies
Wait.
And gentlemen.
I hate to plug. But this is a good time to announce.
What?
This is so perfect. I have a new t-shirt line for kids called I'm Not an Asshole, I'm Autistic, and it's to be worn at airports. I think I really got you.
Of course, because it's so...
But what if I did have that t-shirt and I come in tonight going, God, I really hope there's an organic way that this comes up. I can't fucking believe this just happened.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or my child's not an asshole, they're autistic. You right. know, whatever. And then on the back it says, yes, it's real. You know.
Oh, you mean, well, I don't think you could do that in real life.
No, but I do have, okay, because I have a warehouse of t-shirts.
Oh, you
don't
do?
Think
oh,
I should
no,
do.
I think it's a great idea.
For people with, no. I hope no one knows I'm not making fun of autism.
Can you?
I do have an announcement.
Wait, whoa. I think I'm pretty good gauge of that. I thought that was proving that you can talk about a subject
right.
and have a sense of humor about it when it's clear cut where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously, hey, if anybody gets it and they heard, I get it. You just heard that rant. I fucking can't say that unless I feel it.
And you know I get it because I have a podcast and someone wrote me that their husband is autistic and it's the only podcast he listens to is mine. So I feel like
well,
I speak to him.
I have a lot more autistic people than you do, but it's not
okay,
a. It's
well.
Not. Well, they get me. They get me because they're brilliant. Anyway, listen. Can we do something real quick? And I think I love the way they put reverb in your mic. Do we have the you know the guitar version of that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find. I didn't see it right away.
Oh, do you have it now though?
No, not yet.
Let's see if we can get it because I'll tell you why in a second. Or if you can't, we could use what you just did. Would actually be pretty good too.
Robbie Kirkoff. Don't worry, I'm coming over to you in 1 second with your new intro.
Are you going to plug my Netflix special coming
out? Oh, you have a Netflix special coming out?
May 22nd.
Oh,
I have a Netflix special. Excuse
I'm on
me.
Netflix, a big very popular
me.
Platform for stand-up comedians.
Hey, say hi to me. Say hi to me. I'm Jen Kirkman.
Oh, hi, Jen Kirkman.
You don't talk to someone that has a Netflix special.
Oh, I didn't know you had a Netflix special,
me.
Jen Kirkman. Oh,
guys,
wow.
Guys,
like
guys,
royalty now.
Guys, don't be rude. When's it coming out?
So does May 20th.
Oh, May
27th, I think she said.
May 22nd.
Oh, even worse. May 22nd.
What a good day. Prime day.
It's Jen Kirkman. My podcast is coming out May 22nd.
I don't even need all the days in May.
Hello. Hi, I'm Jen Kirkman. Did you hear that my Netflix special is coming out May 22nd? Now, that's what you sound like.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, you
that's
want me to do...
That's actually really helpful.
Ladies and gentlemen, I, Todd Glass... Oh, I love that, what that this was. I would like to pronounce May 22nd National Jen Kirkman Day. The day that her new special is coming out on Netflix.
Thank you.
Jen Kirkman, Sock It To Me, Baby. Isn't that the name of it?
It is called Sock It To Me, Baby.
What is that music?
Oh, I hope people really do think that it is, like they do refer to it as that.
Sock It To Me, Baby?
No, it's Jen Kirkman.
Jen Kirkman?
When does this come out?
This comes
Netflix
out this Friday.
Said it has to come out this Friday or you'll get sued. Okay.
So listen, so there's four people in the room that I want to give a nice salute to.
They're not in show business, are they?
I'm not positive.
Mm.
Okay,
well,
but
just make it quick if they're not. I'm kidding.
Of course you are. I say I'm kidding too. You know what someone said when, but I do it all the time too, but this person that told me this helped me stop saying it sometimes. They go, when you say you're kidding, you take for granted, you think you're more twisted than we are. We get it.
Oh, yeah. No, and I don't think that at all.
Of course you don't. Neither do I. Yeah. I just say it because I'm paranoid. There could be one person, and you know what? Better to be paranoid.
Or that thinks I'm kidding about a real thing, I think.
Exactly.
Do you think somebody who's in show and tell business says that they're in show business?
Does someone
do, they're a horrible, horrible person.
Just like a professional show and tell.
Oh, right, Jake. He's never going to let me live this down. He sat one seat behind me on the plane. I didn't know he was there. And, well, he recorded it. And I know what you do. I know you got it on the board. There was a woman sitting next to me, and she was.
Is this real?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, wait, on the flight back from San Francisco?
Yes, and
flight,
he
yeah.
sat back. Well,
oh,
you know what flight? Why?
Have
you recorded it more than once? He's got it, and he's going to play it. And it's me.
Oh.
I'm just talking to a woman that sat down next to me.
Right.
You can hear we're on an airplane. Even it might sound like a restaurant, but I think it could be an airplane or a restaurant. Well, because you know when
that kind of white noise.
You know in an airplane you hear a little clicking and clacking? So you can hear that he's, yes.
Well, because you're probably in first class with the real glassware.
The recording wasn't that good, so it's going over just like a crackle.
Yeah, and it's me, and you can't hear me close up, but you definitely hear me talking. Well, just play it. I don't give a shit.
Okay, yeah. Where are you going?
I'm a comedian. I was at a comedy club. I was working, and I'm heading home tonight. I'm in show business.
Oh, like a television show?
I do stand-up. I travel around, headline. I open up for a lot of people, like tour with, I should say.
Yeah.
Louis C.K., Sarah Silverman.
Just kidding. Pass back the mini pretzels.
I'm in show business.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I have a popular podcast.
Okay, sure. I'm so sorry. I haven't had any sleep in 4 days. And I really was just looking forward to sleeping on this flight.
Have you ever been to where are you from? Is there a comedy club
in
your area?
I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, they got the Laughing Skull there. That's a great club. And there's an improv.
You know, I don't
really headline.
I don't think of comedy as show business. I think of Julia Roberts and Marlon Brando. I don't know if this is...
I have a radio show that they put on the YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. That's very nice. That's very nice.
Well, anyway, I can tell you want to go to sleep, but you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
I have cancer.
Okay, now I do want to talk to you because I was going to say
I'll be fine.
Things that are sad. That's why I didn't care about the comedy.
Well,
I'd love to talk to you about cancer.
I don't like to use the cancer card.
I love the cancer card. In fact, I think it would be fun to have a bunch of playing cards that have different cancers on them just so we get comfortable with it.
Do you have Netflix?
Of course I have Netflix. People in show business are on Netflix. Have you heard that Jen Kirkman's special is coming out on May 22nd?
No, she died.
She
yeah, Jen Kirkman passed away last week.
Before her special came out?
Well, that's the only reason it got a lot of attention.
This is getting morbid. That just scared me.
And then
me.
It cut off.
That just scared
that's
me.
That's by the way, listening to that, yes, it's a little embarrassing. I get it. Times. At
times. Because she wasn't really asking what you did.
I know, Jen. I don't need you to.
Oh, no. She sounds like
do
kind
you think,
of a
con- be-
honest.
Yes.
Being very honest.
She has a snotty tone.
Very
snotty, 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 snotty.
Can I ask you something? You didn't seem upset that I had died. How am I here? Oh, this
I
is
would
before
hate it if
I
you did. Can I tell you when people like you die, why it's worse?
What? Please, you're freaking me the fuck out.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I always have. Sometimes
you're
I get
not
these,
going to. You're...
Sometimes I get these strong feelings I'm going to die because I thought I was going to die in Australia where I just was, and then I got back. I go, oh, of course that's not where I'm going to die because I thought I was. The irony is that I die just walking down the stairs.
Aristotle, I know, has issues with this, so I don't want to bring it up because I get it. I totally, to George Carlin, respect
it. I'm too neurotic
it.
To talk about this.
I go through, but here's what I meant, and you'll be fine with it. I hit it from a different angle. When people like, I always said when people like you die, the reason it's harder a little bit, when people are larger than life, like I always think like,
fat?
I think that about you.
You think I'm fat?
No. Yes.
Well, I didn't know I was larger than life. That's such a nice thing to say.
That is a nice thing to say. So, like, I know people in my life, it's always sad when someone dies, but when someone, like, growing up, my parents had this friend, her name was Laurel, and we, my parents were friends with their parents. And when she died, I was probably only, like, 24 years old.
It's like bathing in the bit.
You know
my new joke? That someone that hears me talking about a thing I talk, like sheets a lot, and then they press 15 seconds 20 times.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then all of a sudden they push an hour ahead, and then it comes back into this. Well, no, I just think your sheets should be washed. I don't understand. Then they go like this, click, 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 and then it comes back in. Listen, if the Ramada can wash the sheets at a hotel, I don't understand. What would your blah, blah, blah moment in life be? Someone is, they tune in with you every 6 months and they listen to you at your house on the phone.
Oh.
And then at 6 months intervals, they keep calling back and they turn a microphone on that they have. What are they going to hear you saying to your friends or on the phone?
I just don't get why guys think it's a compliment to tell you that they want to fuck you. Like, did you like my comedy or not? I'm doing this to be funny. If I want to look attractive, it's not for men. I have my own sense of style. I'm not doing it for male approval. But don't think as I'm a feminist that I won't fuck you crazy.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
As...
Okay. A 6 months later, turn the music off. 6 months later, they decide, wonder what, you know, they're always eavesdropping on you. Okay. They turn a microphone on in your house. You're...
So I check my Twitter after being on At Midnight. It's like, I'd bang you. It's like, I didn't say you wouldn't. Or like, I don't know why I... It's like, did you see my joke where I go, hashtag your mom's face? Like, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking... Go email Louis C.K. and tell him he's hot. Oh, because he's not. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so... Like, you know what? I'm not even being conceited. Oh, and then they... Oh, and so then this guy wrote back, fuck you. I wasn't even talking about you. You're not even that
okay,
hot.
Pause
and
it,
I'm
pause
like,
it,
oh,
pause
okay.
It, pause it, cut it. Man, it's like literally 5 years. 5 years passed by. They forgot about it. They go, you know, we still have that microphone at Jen Kirkman's house. And she's on the phone. And they tune in. You're talking to a friend on the phone. And this is you. 5 years later. Move away from the mic so it sounds real. Okay, go ahead. Far away. Okay. Five years later.
Yeah, so so I checked my Twitter, and there, hang on, Jonathan, could you bring the pills quicker? So, Jonathan, he's so slow, but, you know, he's one of the nice ones on Twitter that I hired. Well, I don't hire him, but I let him stay with me for free, because he just tells me, he looks at my tweets now and tells me the nice ones, and so anyway, he brings me pills, and so, but anyway, so I saw this one. I was on, I wasn't on At Midnight anymore, they kicked me off, but I was tweeting along with At Midnight, and people were writing, like, shut up, you old bag, and I'm like, oh, suddenly I'm not attractive anymore, just because I'm 43 now. Well,
Whoa, stop the bit, I have to edit that out. You can't say your age, not on this show.
It's not real.
No,
it's not
no,
a real age.
No, I'm kidding. Did you think I was serious?
No, but I was kidding back.
Swear to God?
I swear to
George Carlin?
Carlin? Yes, I was kidding back.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm actually, in 5 years, I'll be 46, not 43. What? You will?
No, what I love
but
about
I will,
that is that we had that honest confusion.
Yeah.
And I hated the fact that you would think, no, we don't say our age on this show. And then when you were like, no, it's a bit, I thought... How quick can I let her know that I'm kidding? Like, how gross would that be? But seriously, edit it out.
I actually thought you were going to say we can't mention At Midnight.
No, no. It, like, hey, make it look like you mention your age a lot, but in post, we've gone in and we've changed it, but it's so obvious. So just tell a story where you're mentioning your age a lot. When you say your age, leave it out, and I'll fill it in. And the joke is, this is what I make Aristotle do in post.
So I'm just talking to you about something else.
Yeah, you're talking to me about something else.
Okay, so all right. So you remember, all right, oh my God, Todd, we've got to tell that funny story. So remember last year was at my birthday
21st.
Last year was at my
21st
birthday party. And so then, oh no, 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 it wasn't my
21st.
It was a few years later because I was a little bit older. I was
22.
Yeah, and so then but the best part about it was this guy asked me out and I go, "Oh honey, you're so sweet, but I am way older than you. I am
20
years old." And I'm like, I am so flattered, but like, do you even drive? You know, we were cracking up, but then you're like, Jen, of course he can get in, it's 21 plus this bar, and you're way older than
That was good. I thought it was my job to take it home, but that was beautiful. You have take good you take comedic direction,
because I was a ballet dancer as a kid.
Is that true?
Yeah, and the teacher, Mrs. Dubois, would say to her daughter Diane, mm-hmm. This one takes correction very well.
Really?
It also means you're not a good dancer, but I did take correction very well.
My parents had their nice thing they would try to say about me, like when they complimented everyone, but I wasn't doing good in school, and notoriously, that's what you compliment your kids on sometimes, you know. So it would be like,
mine were just like, your ass is so fucking sweet. They never mentioned my grades.
That was mine. Mrs. Merriweather, she'd always go, "You got a fine ass, class."
Are you serious? Right. You were getting like molested as a child.
No, I
like.
No, oh, by the way,
do you think that's why?
Well, no, shut up. Somebody
I'm just trying to figure it out.
There's a
I've been like, can't figure it out.
No, Jen, it's the way you're born.
Yeah, but like, why were you born wrong? You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
what I'm
wrong. That's strong. Let me tell you something, you son of a bitch.
What about that Laurel story? What about that hot piece? What did she say? She's dead now.
Laurel was larger than life. And then when she died, it was hard to believe it because you were like, she can't not be here. It's just, you think, well, who really would you want? No, everybody you want to be there. But there's certain people that they're so...
I think you have someone at the door.
Hello. Hold on. I got to finish this story.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay,
yes.
No, go on. I heard knocking, so I was nervous. But go ahead.
Oh, don't ignore it. Ignore it. It's Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, okay.
He says he left his scarf here. He never had a scarf.
No.
Anyway, so hold on. I want to finish this thought. I want to be professional. So we're talking about what? I guess that's
Laurel, larger than life.
No, Pass that. Come on, help me out, please.
The thing your mom would say
Laurel,
to compliment you?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah,
you're saying
that,
two things.
That was
yeah.
a side story. That's not even
but
the
But you were saying when
potatoes,
Laurel is
I'm
larger
after.
Than life, it's hard when they die.
Well, let's get one thing at a time since you all want to know about my story so much.
I'm lost, and I don't know what I was going to do next, so I made a pre-recorded thing for Jake to play while I remember what I was talking about. Okay, how many weeks can I do this? I mean, it's working now, but it's something I pre-recorded yesterday at the house. Okay, I was talking about that, then I was talking about that, then he talked about that, and then what's-his-name talked about this. Oh, and then our guest talked about that. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember. Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't remember.
Yeah, okay, here's what it is. It helps sometimes,
That
by
was
the way.
Great.
We do it as a joke, but it actually does help. For the new listeners, that's a pre-recorded bit that you just heard. I walk you through it. Well, my thing they would say to me is like, oh, look at Spencer did this. Corey did that. Todd, what an appetite. You know, I'm like, well, that's not really an accomplishment.
That really isn't.
No. But anyway, it made me feel good. I was like, I think I'm the. Okay. So let's go back to what we were talking about.
Laurel was larger than life.
No,
that's
no, that's
sad
it.
That she died.
I wanted to say hello to four people, special people.
Oh, I keep trying to put this off.
No. You're great. I'm going to come over there and mush you. We haven't even gotten started.
I know. Go
what
ahead.
Time
introduce.
Is it? What time? We started at 7:30, right? Okay, we're good.
We're
Listen,
fine.
It's good. Whenever I ask early, it means I can really gauge. I don't want to wait 2 hours in and go, what time is it? Todd, it's been 2 hours. I don't feel like I have time to like put on the brake. So now we're just getting going. We're cruising. This is it. This is the – I don't know what this is. I don't even count it. Oh, why? Do other shows count this? I just thought it was like embarrassing to count this.
It's embarrassing to count out your gold.
Yeah, this is just what we do. Like, yeah. Where the meat's going to come out. This is like a salad, you don't get, and it's an open salad.
More
bar.
Will be revealed.
Of course it will. Now, listen. So here's what it is.
Now.
No, you don't have to shut
Introduce
up.
Those.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. So we did a podcast downstairs. I think I said last week on the opening that it was, you know, everybody was just, I was overwhelmed with appreciation. There were a great audience people that had come. One of the people that is here, I'm always afraid, I said your name wrong the first three times Jake hit me over the head. Job was in the audience, and then we're. Hold the applause, please, until the very end. That's all I ask. May I have some reverb? Okay. No, I don't need reverb. And then Grey
the
Wolf.
Reverb, hold now, the reverb.
Hold the reverb.
Aristotle, hold the reverb.
Hold the reverb.
Hold the reverb.
Can we have a hold on the reverb?
Todd, I am so sorry to interrupt. Do they know not to do reverb?
Can we not have any? We said no reverb. Can we have a strict hold on the reverb, please?
You guys think you're making a joke? That's how I want it if I had a show. I want seven people worried about my reverb.
No. We said no reverb.
I want someone getting, hey, what's reverb?
Todd has four reverb people.
Four reverb. That's right. We got rid of a cue card guy and got a reverb guy. And we got rid of a lot of things. So anyway, already I'm planning on who we're going to get rid of. So then anyway, Grey Wolf, your first name is – what's your first name?
He doesn't have one.
What is it?
Coyd.
Coyd is a great name.
That's a cool name.
It is a cool name. So I was saying the other day, I'm like, it's a hard name. It's just hard to remember anybody's name, but it wasn't his name because we were saying like, that would be a name I would choose because it's still a different name. But then Aaron, his roommate, who was also helping out as a PA, both of these guys showed up they were PAs, and they were fucking great. They showed up early in the morning with a smile on their face. They were fun. We did bits. Then I find out that Aaron is roommates with Coyd. And he goes, uh-huh. Yeah, wait till you hear what his middle name is. And his middle name is Grey Wolf. I'm like,
what?
And I say to him, for real, I say to him, Aaron says to Grey Wolf, now that's what I call him. He goes, yeah, I tell him he should go by that. I go, oh yeah, we will on this show. He's Grey Wolf. That's
oh,
a great.
Totally.
I think they're both great names.
Graywolf. What's your last name? Or can you not? Should you not say on the air? Mm-hmm. Perry.
So anyway.
How old are your parents? How old are you?
Disgusting. 20.
So.
Well, we have a young audience.
Yeah.
I can't see on the show.
You're going to go places, Grey Wolf.
So listen, Grey Wolf, and listen, Aaron.
They sound like hippies or something, but they're too young to be hippies.
Listen, we have a hippie show. And then also,
I'm good.
Do you know what you're named after? Like,
Joe, Grey Wolf, Aaron.
My first name is my great-grandmother's last name.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then my name is because my mom just wanted that.
Does she do?
She's like part
Be nice.
Oh, I know. I didn't know if she was like a trippy person.
I know. I didn't mean be nice. Like you were going to be anything but nice. Okay, so listen.
I'm offended that he said Native American.
Yeah, I know. You should say.
Because they were not Americans. We put that on them. And I'm ashamed of your people are ashamed of you.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. Well, he doesn't. Grey Wolf. Talk later. So Job also brought this unbelievable bottle of liquor. He was in the audience. He was in the audience, but we passed it around. Let me tell you something. I needed it because there was a lot of chaos during
That's
the show.
It's very Don Draper of you. Like, you just need a little drink to take the edge off.
I never say that. To George Carlin, I never say that. I needed it. I was so glad.
Okay.
Sometimes it does help because if your adrenaline's running, it won't get you drunk. It'll just take that, that burn away.
And it was really good. Me and James in the audience were passing it around. A lot of love in that bottle. So, and then also... Robbie Kirkhoff was there. And let me tell you something. Hello.
Yeah, that's me.
And then it's all you after that.
Oh, I don't care.
Robbie Kirkhoff
At least we're
there.
Getting closer with Kirk at the beginning of the name.
Yeah. Kirkhoff.
I know.
Oh. Kirkhoff. What kind of alcohol was it? Was it a whiskey?
It was like a maple whiskey. Maple bourbon.
Bacon.
By the way, that's
bacon.
Hey,
It was good. I have problems with bacon. I won't get into it.
Hey, Grey Wolf, my new name is Maple Bacon. No, maple liquor. What was it?
Bourbon.
Maple bourbon. My new name is Maple Bourbon. Maple bourbon.
Mabel. I'm Mabel Bourbon.
I'm Mabel Bourbon.
I used to be Todd Glass, but now I'm Mabel Bourbon.
It's like an old record from 1930, and you're Mabel Bourbon.
I'm Mabel Bourbon. I never got famous because I wouldn't show my tatas to anybody. I had my dear husband, Stanley. And I showed him. Oh, you bet I bounce him around and slap him in the face with him. Rock him, sock him, 1-2, 1-2. Knock him right out every night. But then this man down at the studio said, Mabel, if you want your own late night show, you've got to show those things to me. And I said, sir, I will not. I will show you my talent, but not my bazooms. And that's why you've never heard of me, but you heard of these other whores like Johnny Carson showed his balls to everybody. Anyway, I wish Todd Glass the best of luck up from here in heaven. I'm here with Laurel. She is larger than life. Todd, she's been eating everything in fucking sight. Anyway, I hope your show goes. What we need in late night is another white man, and I for one, want you to be very successful.
Stand up.
Who?
Take your headphones off and stand up.
I'm afraid.
Shut the fuck up. Stand up. Come here.
Oh, they're hugging.
God, you're fucking so funny.
Jenner hugging. They're about to fuck.
They're fucking.
I love when Todd flirts with me. Can I on your?
Give you a hug because I'll tell
no,
you.
No, but can I tell you something on your late night show when it gets picked up? Can I be like the Terry Gardy or Letterman that comes on and be the silly woman?
Can I tell you something? Here's what I want my show
and
to be.
And does fake flirting?
I already said this the other day. Here's what I want the show to be. I want it to be the same thing it was up here, and that means this. The way I look at it, and even though we came up with a double meaning for the word partner in crime back when I didn't know what to call myself, my significant other, okay. We said, but I wish I didn't. Well, it's okay. We can repurpose it. That's not really what it means. But I don't want to call the person that's with me my co-host because it's not. They're my partner in crime for the whole show.
Right.
And then you, maybe for 10 minutes, somebody stops by, sits around the fire pit with me. Mm-hmm. Or maybe someone could be – so we've already talked about that. But I said, I want to have it like here. If for whatever reason – you or James Adomian 3 weeks in a row are available, yeah, we do it. We establish the rule. The only reason, and I'm telling you I'm right, I'm not being negative, but you know they'd all be like, oh, yeah. You can't have the same guest 3 weeks in a row. But you had,
yes,
that's
you
one of those things where you have to go, let me prove that not only is it okay, it's better.
Right.
If they're on a roll and for whatever reason they're available, and then whoever's in the van, it doesn't have to be Eddie Pepitone every week. It's whoever. Mm-hmm. Maybe John Hamm will go, I don't want to do the show, but wouldn't this be a cool call to get if you had a show on the air? And this happens. John Hamm wants to just be the guy in the van. He doesn't want to come out.
Totally.
And, yeah. Yes. And we come up with bits to do. So anyway, how much fun would it be? Yes, what you just said, to sit with you on a late night show and just – talk about things that maybe whatever could be a vid, just what we do here.
But if you did that like hug moment, it'd be very funny on TV. You keep grabbing at me.
I feel it. Well, that, by the way, that was not a fake hug. That was a hug of
no
lust.
It was. But
that
then,
was no lust. Oh no, my God, you read into it.
No, I didn't.
Sad. So sad.
Hang on, can I just make a call really quick?
You want us to leave the room?
Yeah, could you?
Seriously?
Yeah, I just want to make a really quick call because I didn't drive here tonight.
All right, turn the recorder off. I don't want people to hear this.
Yeah,
honestly,
thank you. Because
it's
just like. Landline, my cell gets some weird reception here.
No, I won't. Hey, listen, can you do me a favor? Can you be patient? Because he has a hard time finding the right one, but we let him work it out. Just be nice. We'll do the bit. We'll do the bit. We get the bit. No, he gets nervous. He gets really nervous.
Water.
No, he gets nervous. Be nice. Let him. He's doing a good job. Hey, give him positive. See, he's getting close.
You're really good at this. I feel like you're getting really close to someone making a phone call.
No,
but it's
he
just,
is.
There's a lot happening at once.
Take the compliment.
And I think what you're really good at is with doing things one at a time.
Wait, the ship sound? That doesn't even... Why is the
no,
ship sound?
It was
no,
more,
no, be nice.
I think it's more the one with
the
dialing.
School.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Yeah, because it starts with a dial tone.
Jake, can I tell you we're really... It's too hard. He does it. Jake, I give you... He sits there, no tone, and there's water dripping off of his face. And every time I think, this person, in their head, he plays the role of a guy that thinks he's going to get himself out of this. No, he's not. At this point, you're not getting the job. Let's put it that way. To me, this guy's doing... We let different sound people fill in every week. And then if they're good, we use different sound people all the time. He's applying for a job, basically. He's not getting it. But in his head, no. And then that fucking ship sound comes in. Come on. Really? What phone? That's not even close to a phone. All that. Well, water is dripping from his face. I consider that just comedy slapstick at its fucking finest.
Well, I wish people could see you had a water bottle like you would spray a kitten. And you just kept spraying it at him for like 60 straight
bottle.
Seconds. Have you ever heard that? Like to train them?
Yeah.
With their jump? And you sat there taking it and dripping.
So these two guys come to the show. They work hard every day. And we're going to get through this. And then over here, Robbie Kirkhoff.
Yes.
Bobby, to George Carlin.
Yes, me?
Yes.
Yes, to George Carlin. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I need help with my notes. It's not only writing it because I want the handwriting to look neat. It's that it's if I have someone doing it with me, it's comforting. Sat up here for 45 minutes writing all my stage notes for the thing, for the podcast. Put them around. Was
pilot.
Patient for the pilot. Was great. Was great.
Yeah.
Everybody was great. You guys fucking awesome.
I didn't even
awesome.
Get paid.
Why don't we play a little bit of this and show these guys the respect they deserve. Give them a little drums over there and we'll have
this better be good.
60 seconds of respect. Here we go.
Oh, thank I love God. It.
Here
finally,
we go.
Finally some respect going here.
Can I have some reverb, please? Ladies and gentlemen in the room tonight. Joe, a good audience member. Aaron, not only did he come as a PA, but then he came to the studio yesterday and rewired everything. Every single wire in this studio, along with Nick, the sound engineer, they came in here last night. Every single, they ripped every wire out. They rewired everything perfectly. Everything is zip ties on it. Everything is labeled. It is fucking sick. And ladies and gentlemen, right over there is Grey Wolf. And Robbie Kirkhoff. Robbie Kirkhoff, everybody.
Oh, my God.
To you guys. To be honest, I thought this could have been better.
La, la, la.
Can we get some more reverb in here? We need more reverb.
Job, everyone.
Aristotle, we need more reverb.
Right.
There wasn't enough reverb.
Well,
that was pretty good.
Jen, do you like this song?
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Does this sound like a song familiar to you?
I love
you?
It. Oh.
You sound good on this mic. I get to hear the bits I like. You sound good on this show.
Oh, my God.
That scratchy voice that we all know. Jen Kirkman is back. Jen Kirkman is back.
This is so good.
Jen Kirkman is back.
Jen Kirkman is back. Jen Kirkman is back. Excited.
Jen
That's
Kirkman
one of my favorite songs on earth. It's called Beautiful Sun by Hole.
Beautiful Sun. Sure. I know what you're all
it's
about.
It's a corny love song about Kurt Cobain.
Nothing's corny.
No, it's a corny
love, right now?
Love songs about
love?
Kurt Cobain.
Are you in love right now?
No, I wish I were, but I'm not.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You want to get out of here?
Okay, I'm in love. I don't know how to get rid of you.
There's something about this new reverb that is wonderful.
This is
it's
new
better.
Reverb?
It's better.
It's better. Like, do
it's
we,
better.
No,
oh.
Aristotle, don't be
Ton?
Shy.
It's the new reverb.
Todd, I didn't want to say anything.
It's a new reverb. It sounds
no,
better.
No, but Todd called me earlier. He's having some money problems. Did you get new reverb? Because I told you one thing, you buy a lot of reverb, and I'm not going to lend you money anymore. You know, I couldn't fill my car tonight on the way here, and I'm hoping I'll get home on fumes. And I thought maybe I would ask you for the money back tonight, but I didn't want to embarrass you. And now you're like,
well,
oh, I've
we
got
were having a, we're having a little bit. We're trying to start a festival.
Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
So, and we're... So we're trying to start a festival to raise money for my reverb.
You know what? I was
the Jake Adams fuck festival.
I was gonna
Jake
be
Adams
mad. I was gonna
festival.
Be mad, but that is
That's
so reasonable.
It.
It's so reasonable. I don't need the
no,
money.
No, makes because it sounds yeah. crass, but it's not.
Hey, ladies, any of you want to fuck Jake Adams?
No.
The Todd Glass Show, a real fuck festival.
So we're starting a fuck festival, and Jake's giving me 100% of the money to buy reverb
I
and also
totally
buy Aristotle one of those vegan cookies. That's how broke we are. We have to raise money
I'm
to get Aristotle.
I'm not happy about it, but I guess
yeah,
I can donate
one of
my
his
time.
Favorite cookies. He loves vegan cookies.
Those are good. Are you vegan?
So you they must are good. You know the ones I'm talking. You know why I like those vegan cookies?
So he couldn't drink that bacon bourbon. Or you don't drink alcohol anyway, though, right?
I do.
Oh, okay. I thought you were clean. I thought you were a good person. Guess I misjudged. Alcoholic
Aristotle.
Todd, can I tell you something for serious? It's a maybe.
Aristotle.
That's how fucking long it took me to find that pile of shit. I'm spinning the wheel over here like a maniac just so I could go.
Aristotle.
I thought you were knee deep in pussy over there. I didn't know what was happening.
No. How you doing, Jen?
Wait, can I say a real thing?
Actually, yes. I'm about. Bubbles are dope. In all fairness, Jack Knight, by the way, who did a great job. I don't want to talk about showbiz stuff.
I think you would like this really quick thing I'm going
to
say.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
I felt like I asked you a question I wanted the honest answer to. We got a little disoriented. What was the question I asked you? Seriously, a question.
Oh, am I in love right now?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I actually can't talk about it.
Okay, you don't have to.
Yeah.
So that's okay. I just wanted to make sure we wrap that up. So now you were going to say, can I tell you something?
Yeah. So...
Why do I love this? Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say? What do you want to say?
I feel like I'm in love with like three people. No, yeah. I'm not.
That's okay.
I'm in love with the world. No, I'm not. I have problems.
What
I'm
are
like
you,
mental.
An insecure person?
No, I'm like...
no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, I have... Okay, so here's my thing.
By the way, that wasn't very comforting what I just did, unless you...
I loved it. Oh, you know okay. What? Oh, my God. Can I tell you two quick things? No, I'm going to tell you one thing.
Tell me two.
This is something that I've said on other podcasts, and it used to be a little joke in my act, but I won't say it like a joke. But I don't think you know this about me, and I think you would appreciate it. And this Aristotle song reminds me of it because it's the Amadeus or whatever. So when I was a little girl, I took piano lessons, and then I thought it was so dorky. But then the Amadeus movie came out like when I was 9 or 10, and I was already a couple years into piano lessons. And they made it look so cool because did you see that? The guy who played Mozart was like all crazy and wild. And so there was this assignment at school. We had music class as well at school, but I was taking piano like on the side. And the assignment was to research a composer and come in and do a book report. So I thought, I'll do one better. I'm going to come to school dressed as Mozart because I was trying to imitate the guy in the movie. And I was going to play a song.
And this is ninth grade.
No, I was 10, fifth grade. And I was going to dress as him. I was going to be in character all day as Mozart and play the song and do my book report. And I totally thought it was going to go well.
It should have.
And yeah, and in my act, I talk about how my mom said, like, my mom was super into it, and they got me all dressed in, like, an old composer-y outfit, and she put baby powder in my wig and said, hit your head, it'll be like you're back from the past. And you're like dust, like I'm a zombie.
She's right.
I know. And I go to school, and I'm like, hello, and I'm acting like Mozart, and I, like, you know, do my little tails at the bench, and I play a fucking amazing song, and they're like, boo, like throw, like,
who?
The mean boys. I had mean boys at school, and they threw things at me and made fun of me, and I still got up and read my book report in front of everyone. I'm like, why? What aren't they getting about how awesome, like, I was so like that as a kid. I had no idea that.
That's, that to me, to be honest, though, and I have you would think that would be something you would like really...
And I kept doing it. Later in life, I dressed up like Groucho Marx. Well, I kept doing
stupid. That's too much. But anyway, so stop you.
The teacher basically was like, you know, you got to change out of that outfit. And I'm like, well, I didn't bring a change of clothes. I'm Mozart today.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. That, you know, can I tell you something?
And my mom got mad at her too.
Good.
And then one of the boys was mean to me, and I got a hockey stick and whipped his leg. And then I had to start going to anger management.
You were good. Yeah. Good, you sicko.
But anyway, I just thought you would like that story about a young Jen Kirkman went to school dressed like Mozart, inspired by the movie.
Can I tell you something?
Amadeus, now on DVD. Sorry, that was a whole plug for a thing I sponsored.
You say anything
on
you want.
Netflix.
The reason I like that story is, this isn't always true, because sometimes it's hard. But, you know, this helps. What you just said about that picture you painted of you, you know, as a little kid, it helps me know you better. And it explains who you are. That explains who you are. It's adorable. And that's why I say if you're having trouble getting to know somebody, if you have to, like in a work environment.
Oh, yeah, I remember this from your book.
If you picture what they were like when they were younger.
Yeah.
See a picture of them. Not picture it. If you happen to see a picture of them accidentally when they're 12 or 11, you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, you're insecure, or you're... It's all from
that's why
that.
I forgive Hitler.
Even if now
he
you,
was such a cutie.
Thank you. What did you say about Hitler?
That's why I forgive him. He was so cute.
Wait, hold on. I got something ready here. Play... where's the bump? Okay, play this one. Say it again.
That's why I forgive Hitler. He was so cute when he was 80 and one thing on his head.
Oh, you motherfucker!
Wait, what is that?
He just plays it out of the blue. He ignores my request and plays this song. And then he doesn't do it for like 2 months. 2 fucking months.
Oh, I love it.
And it gets me every goddamn time.
I like this song,
but here's
too.
The thing. I'm disappointed because I want my song, but then very quickly, I'm
you're
thrilled
so happy.
With this
you're
song.
Like,
play it. Let's go.
Is this Ann Murray? Spread
hey,
your
by the way, everybody at home, we're going to play this in the house. Here, let's really get into
everyone
it.
Everyone download Ann Murray. Spread your wings.
We're really just everybody close your eyes.
For the thing that I want most in my
Now here's the bit. Everybody was supposed to learn the words to it, but none of you did, and you're all trying to fake it. Hey, did we all learn the words to it?
Yeah,
okay, let's sing along.
And the tray.
Wait, did you guys learn this?
Yes.
Learn all the words.
I texted Jake.
Okay, maybe
every
day. Let me listen.
Spread your legs.
Can we get some more reverb?
Yeah. And the mom and dad had dinner with their kids. And then the rainbow came up in the sky.
Wait.
Jen Kirkman's epithet comes out on May 22nd.
Yes, and
wait, are
Jen
you guys
Kirkman has a Netflix special on May 22nd. The Jen Kirkman special comes out on May 22nd. Oh, Todd, you weren't... Jen Kirkman special comes out on May 22nd. It's called I'm Gonna Die Alone and I Feel Fine. It's on Netflix worldwide. I heard I might get a billboard
guys.
What?
In the valley. You're not... Hold on. Seriously, I got to take control here.
What?
You guys didn't learn it.
What? No, well, Todd, we knew the words of that song.
If we were, what were
you not listening to us?
What were we singing then?
Okay,
if we didn't learn it.
Yeah,
okay.
We rehearsed.
If we didn't know the words,
we rehearsed before this.
Robbie, you don't have to be. I don't know.
No, he does have to be like that.
We rehearsed.
We were here for an hour before you. You rolled up in your Maserati with your gardener.
Backs against the wall.
Your hybrid.
No, guys, I got to be honest. And hold on. I'm going to play the song, and I honestly want you to let it play for 15 seconds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll play it again, and I'll let you guys sing along. And
okay.
I'll be honest, it didn't sound... Let me play the original.
We can definitely
do it. It's a very majestic,
it.
Beautiful
yeah.
song.
We'll do like what we
rehearsed. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's listen to it, because I may... Maybe if it's snowing metal cold and
rain, the unmown grass lies waiting for its golden dream. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Jen Kirkman special comes out on Netflix on May 22nd. Jen Kirkman special comes out on Netflix.
No, guys.
It's going to be the best Netflix special I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're saying Jen Kirkman special comes out on May 22nd. It's on Netflix. You should get it unless you are poor.
We'll have to agree to disagree. It sounds a little bit...
No,
it
does. We studied that
The guy
song,
who wrote
Todd.
The email about preaching to the choir, email in and see if that was an agree to disagree moment.
Jen, is this your mother? And don't lie to me. And I don't want you to lie
all
to
right,
me.
Right.
I don't mean to catch you off guard, but
okay,
is she a singer from the 40s?
Yes.
Well, let's listen to this. Listen what they sing about. This is all they think women can sing about back then. Hey, let them sing about what they know. Solid potato salad. That solid salad. Jack hit your bobble with a solid potato salad, boy. Take my plate, fill it up, and bring it right back. Solid potato salad. If you're not having fun listening to this song, then I don't know how you can listen. This is the best part of this show.
I was born too late.
Listen. Wouldn't you hire these people to play at your house at a party?
You love to hire people to do shit for you, don't you?
I want them to sing about grapes, though.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I mean, I do it now on small.
You wouldn't pay me back first?
Oh, you know what? I told you that. Why bring that up on the air?
Okay,
seriously?
All right, no. But no, tell me
all
who
right.
you would pay back before me. You'd hire these women to
I'm going to pay you back, Jen. Not on the fucking air, dude.
I thought everything could be a bit.
Not a bit.
It's a bit about a real thing, but I mean,
I know, but now I feel like in front of these guys, are you shitting me?
No, listen, you owe me money. It's not like...
I know I owe you money, Jen.
Okay.
I'm going to pay you back.
I thought
just
you would think it was
funny.
Because
I fucking bought a golf cart doesn't mean that I have no intentions of paying you back.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous that people at home think it's real. Like, it's stressing me out.
Oh, is it?
So
well, guess
hard.
What? Now they know it isn't. So let's continue the bit.
Do they?
Of course they do.
Do
we just
they?
Told them
we
to
might,
George Carlin.
We might be codependent.
To George Carlin.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, well... Yeah. No, Jen, you know I owe you money, and don't bring it up on the air. You fuck.
Well, that's too late now. Because they already heard that part.
I know, but come on.
salad. Imagine if I was trying to get on Kimmel and they like the booker's like going over my material and they're like, Jimmy really doesn't understand like a woman speaking into a mic unless she's saying, can you just sing salad? And I'm like, no, I have a bit. Like, just like when Todd comes on and does stand up, they're like, we don't understand.
No, because we had three girls on the show, they do this.
Yeah. Isn't that what girls do? And then you tune in, you're like, Jen Kirkman tonight on Kimmel. What is
Jen
doing?
Can you do something like this?
For a second. Blueberries, strawberries, put a little whipped cream. Fruit salad. Maybe pop some sherbet if it's hot out. And have a banana.
Pause it. I am in love with this reverb.
It is actually
It's better.
It's different than any
I'm
other reverb.
You.
Aristotle, did you get me a new reverb, you son of a bitch?
Is this a bit? Because I feel like it sounds different
than
other reverb.
No, it does. I think Aristotle, to George Carlin, do you hear the difference a little?
I think it might have just been a while. I don't know.
Well, that's what he says to all the ladies.
It's your tick, Baker. I think it's just been a while. It's very modest. What if a woman was really asking a guy if his dick got bigger?
Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
I just want to know the tickets for the fuck festival are going on sale online Monday, and all the money that Jake's, when he fucks the people, it all goes to money for the show. So that's the fuck festival. Oh, no, I know it sounds like a joke. A lot of people thought the jingle was a joke. It's a real fuck festival. You know what? I get the joke. But we are honestly having a fuck festival. Jake's going to be at,
okay,
only if people want to.
And how they pay to fuck him? Is
they
that
pay
what
to fuck him if they want.
The money, I don't get any of it.
He doesn't get any of the money. That's the truth. That's George Carlin.
Because you just get the sex.
He doesn't get any of the money.
Well, I don't know if I get. It's more of a give for me.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't get any of the money.
You're very selfless.
But can I tell you? You know I did it right. We took this gigantic, like almost circus tent, and we made this really cool bedroom. And there's like service you can get. You know, you go in. When you fuck him, you really get the 5-star treatment.
Yeah.
It's not like in and out. It's 2 hours. It's 2 hours a person.
What if you fell in love with one of the people and you wanted to cancel all the other women?
Jen,
what do you do?
Listen to next week's show.
To the job.
No, don't say anything. Listen to next week's show. What you just said has some truth to it. Something happens.
Really?
I think Mr. Adams over here might have fallen. Oh, Jesus. So anyway, when we come back, we'll do some food things. That's a guy really gone too drunk on a morning show. Parker, sir. Parker, I'm so fucking...
Have you ever been on like a local morning show and the host guy has been drunk like a real Ron Burgundy type? But that happened to me once in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. I never wanted to leave. He was like, how you doing? He was like the weatherman. He was drunk and he wouldn't get off the set even though he was done for the day. Like he was just watching because he had a crush on the woman that was doing food. And he thought she was like she had that food segment coming up. He's like, she's a real looker. I mean, he was saying weird shit like that. He's like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm here to promote my book. He's like, oh, sorry, just a plug for my book.
I love it.
But no, it was great. I think it was San Diego. I don't notice these towns. They mean nothing to me. Why do you listen to that?
Because I hear it bubbling.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this atmosphere. That's what I call it.
My God.
Anyway, atmosphere and fresh air. Well, I always was a
health
nut.
I've never seen you.
Jen, I want you to just take a second now and let's appreciate each other. Because we're not even beginning. We're just, you know, Jen.
We've only just begun.
I think.
What?
Jen. Can I get some reverb, like a lot of it, like that stupid new amount?
Can we get more reverb? Jen,
you know, Jen.
Yes, Todd.
When I look into your eyes.
Yes. Yes.
I think maybe we should get out of here.
Why?
Can you give her reverb too?
I don't quite understand. What will we do when we leave?
Well, Jen.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you just can't explain an emotion. When love.
Oh, I think you can if you use words.
Jen, I think you listen to what I'm saying.
I am, but I don't want. You're a writer and a comedian. You should be able to explain it in words.
Jen?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're so overwhelmed with emotion.
I never have been.
What?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say to you
uh-huh.
is. sometimes you feel like you need to write a song because just saying it won't do it.
Oh, I've never had that urge. That's funny. Sometimes I just like to watch
just
Jeopardy.
Just listen to what I'm saying, I think.
Yeah.
Jim, what I'm trying to say to you is that I don't care if 50% of the marriages end in divorce.
Mm.
And okay. I don't care if the other 25 are unhappy. And only 25% of marriages are probably healthy and happy.
Uh-huh.
I think it's worth it to put that energy towards... See, I don't believe in fate.
I don't either. They say, you know what they say, it's just a chemical... It's gas. You have gas.
I'll tell you, Jen, I feel there's a connection between us. I'm going to say it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I think...
I think
because I'm not even touching you right now. I'm across the table.
Jen, let me not mess around because you seem to be a woman of few words and I seem to be
a
man
so
of too many.
Well, that's so funny because I talk a lot.
Let me just say.
I talk a lot. My mom says I have to go now all the time on the phone.
Jen, I'm going to say it right now and I'm not going to beat around the bush no more. I'm just going to tell you because you're a woman that needs to hear the truth.
Okay.
When I didn't see
a bush. I'm not trying to be rude.
When you walk into a room...
Mm-hmm.
The smell fills the room with positivity.
Oh, that's my perfume. I have
Chanel
number 5.
Well, that's not... I get it, it's a perfume, but what I'm trying to... Okay, I don't want to start yelling. Jen.
Uh-huh.
If you'd be so generous to let me take your hand in marriage, I'm just going to just say it.
What? Take my hand...
No, Jen, I'm just going to spit it out because you know, Jen, you're the type of woman that just needs to hear me say it. Jen, I love you.
Oh, thanks.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
I love you.
Like
a person could love another person.
Oh, I love... Oh, do you know what I love? Alex Trebek. He is so smart.
You sound good on this mic.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You brought that home like a motherfucker.
Oh, you make me feel good.
That couldn't have been more of a disconnect. One person loves the person... You say, oh, I love Alex Trebek. Like, oh, I love Ryan Seacrest. No, this person's pouring their heart and soul. And what you're basically saying back to them, yeah, like I like Alex Trebek. No. Wow.
Oh, my God, you make me feel very talented.
Well, because you are, Jen. You're fun. Let me tell you something.
No one brings this out of me. I'm actually, now I'm not bullshitting.
I'll tell you why I say this. Look, me and Eddie Pepitone have these conversations all the time.
About me?
You're included.
Okay.
Because
one time I heard you talk about people on this podcast that make you pound the table laughing, and I was not named.
Well,
and I was waiting
for my
name.
You know why? Because people... I think Aristotle's editing it out. He's jealous of you.
Todd, I was going to say that, and thank you. But go on. No, but you and Eddie.
The reason we have... No, I'm just doing... I just have to... No, I try to exercise now in the middle of the show. That got me.
You couldn't even help it.
I went right... Okay, for the people listening, which is most of the audience, out of nowhere, Jake...
Which is most of the audience. Like,
can you play that
like
again?
Pavlovian
can you play
response.
One? So I was sitting here, and I hear this. And I instantly put my hands up in the air like karate. Like, go to it. Hey, if someone's coming to you with that, do you want to hear the joke that... this has to do with... I don't know why this might not have anything to do with anything, but I'm going to tell it. But I think it has to do with the 1, 2, 3, 4, me coming to attention. Along this, you'll see how this comes full circle.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I'm in the middle of the show. He plays 1, 2, 3, 4. All of a sudden, I put up the karate chops. This song, what I'm about to say, has to do with that.
Okay, got it.
One time, it's a long time ago. You could all tease me, please. Can to George Carlin, can you give me a get out of jail free card? I'm going to mention something. Don't say like, oh, fancy. You know,
I know you'll try.
So anyway, when it's just an old story. I think it's relevant, but I don't want you to be like, okay. So when I was on Mr. Show.
No one cares about that.
Well, yeah, that's the joke of that bit. Oh, you really stuck it to
you.
Me. You did a little.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I like that you realized it.
Oh, no. Sorry.
But it's all good. That's why I fucking love the shit out of you.
No, I ruined your story.
Nothing you do is because you're in the moment. You're always become.
No.
No, you're.
What was the story?
No. Play What Was Me.
What was the story?
Okay, so listen.
Okay.
What was it again? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so when I was on Mr. Show, I had.
Oh, Mr. Show!
Oh, with Bob Cross and Dave Odenkirk. That's their names, right?
Oh!
Bob Cross and David Odenkirk. Oh.
They are two very talented men.
Yeah, one of them has their own show now.
They
what are you doing?
A lot of famous people are on that.
David
that
Cross.
That was a big deal in the 90s.
Wow. I just had to use the water bottle to refresh the moisture in my mouth. Thank God you guys for doing that. That's pure brilliance right there. That's slapstick at its best. You all made a choice that, of course, we're going to fucking do it. And you did it. And God bless you. Well, universe bless you. Universe here. Oh, universe, hear me. I'm very, I don't.
You're very spiritual.
I'm very spiritual.
We've all said that.
I'm so spiritual. So anyway.
Who was that that you're doing? It's a good impression.
I'm so spiritual.
Oh, spiritual sound.
Stop it already. No, no. People used to. I'm okay with spirituality. I love that. By the way, so I'm not misunderstood. I get why people started coming up with I'm spiritual. Because when people didn't believe in a traditional God, they tried to figure out whether they put this much thought into it or not. I did. They tried to think of a way, and it's okay. To go, no, I'm spiritual. Because when you said you didn't believe in God, people thought that if you didn't believe in God, you didn't believe in some qualities that God stood for that happened to be good, like love and peace and caring. Just because I don't say I don't believe in a traditional God, I'm not a cold person.
Right.
There's still this world is still miraculous. Even if you don't agree on the person that how it all goes and how it all runs, no one's defying that this is a special fucking sick place. So you said I'm spiritual to say don't.
Like to say, I get it.
I don't believe that there's things I don't understand, and I'm not saying I just don't believe in a slice of what you believe in. But I believe in this is still special. I'm spiritual. There's things I don't understand, but I'm spiritual in the sense that my mind will. That's what spiritual means.
Wait, this is bad. Really quick though, hate to plug.
Oh, you don't have to worry.
No, but this is a good time to plug my T-shirts. My son's not autistic. He's spiritual. No, there's another T-shirt that I'm selling for them. Anyway.
This is what I'm going to do for you.
What?
First of all, wow.
Are you? You know what the expression
you
know,
you were singing potato salad. I always wonder if I could sing. Now, be honest with me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't give a loaded question. What is this singing? Would you? Can you put a little reverb in this? Can we play that?
What was it, Mr. Showster?
Put some reverb in. Picture we're at a bar. It's a jazz bar. It's red as red could be. Black tablecloths on every table. People are dressed up casual, but in fun, like creative. Like people in the audience are as artistic as the show. And it's a cool place, and there's drinks, and it's fucking crazy. There's a four-piece band squished into the corner. This guy comes out in a fucking, like, suit. Like, he's probably
shiny purple suit.
85 years old. And this is what we watch. We listen to. Pictures, we're there.
Oh, love it. How do people not like jazz? I get upset when people don't like jazz.
Listen, because I have a question I'm going to ask. Listen, I want to hear your opinion. Listen, picture, he's up on stage, 200 people, it's packed. He's on the stage, he comes out, it's perfectly lit, and there's 200 people gathered around him.
Come here because that old man is always a surprise when he opens his mouth.
This is my favorite. This is one of my favorite shows right now. I feel totally. I love being God.
You seem free.
I do. Beneath this. Bitty. Okay, so what were we talking about? So play the song again from the beginning. This is beautiful, right?
I really do like it. I do too.
Pause it. Can you give me a little bit in the background, like a do 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 do? So you're admitting that I can sing, then?
Yeah.
I just. Can you give
that
me
that? That was you.
This is going to be me.
Oh, okay.
But you like that. I know.
I like that.
I know
yeah.
what you like now.
Oh, just, got it.
So oh, that's always. Gonna... Oh, yeah. I'm just judging on what you already said you like.
Yep.
By the way, mine might be a little different than his, mm-hmm. but I think you'll agree that yeah, if you like that, there's no way you're going to go. Oh no, what Todd's doing is horrible.
Yeah, like it's like a recommendation on iTunes. Be like thank that. You. You like this? Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah. we're respecting it as music. Or not. You've already loved that.
Yeah.
And I'm not making fun of that to George Carlin. I'm just saying that I think. Well, hold on. I don't want to use to George Carlin in an unnecessary situation. Well, I don't think this is disrespectful to the song. It's saying, here's to me, the bit is, and I'm going to clarify it, this guy doesn't realize that there's still an art to that, so he thinks he's as
right,
good.
Right, totally.
Okay, here we go. Back to the bit. Well, okay, I'm glad you like that. Can you play a little more of that? I just want to, before I, because I want to make sure what I'm about to do, you like.
This is really good, yeah.
You do like it?
Yeah, you can tell. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to...
Hit it.
Yeah, it's really good.
That crazy reverb.
It's hard to throw something away and make it sound like
picture.
Casual.
Okay, yeah. Introduce me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage...
Don Gluck.
Grey Wolf. Do you guys want more?
Okay.
No, because you like that.
I'm going to swear to George Carlin, it kind of sounds good. Like it doesn't go with any rhythm, but like you're kind of have good breath control.
Maybe you're right.
It's not awful. I'm sure
thank
like a
you.
Real jazz person would be like, no, it's terrible. But to me, no, but I'm like me. I wasn't even trying to be funny. I'm 100% like just thinking that wasn't. There's,
well,
I bet there's
it.
Something there. If you
hold
analyze
on. Let
it.
Let me try it with a
is this really the show? Or is this just some silly shit? Dude,
let me try it again. Aristotle, can you give me some of that same great backbeat and that great new... I love that new reverb.
I do, too.
It's better. It's
have
better.
You seen the new reverb? This is awful.
This is bad. We paid money for this?
Yeah. Can you ask if they can get my coat?
Yeah, let me get the...
I don't even think you should pay this.
Let's leave our coats. My eardrums are being damaged.
This is starting to affect my... This is affecting my vertigo.
My vertigo is kicking in.
Yeah, I think... Can you ask if we can get the bill? Hey, that's not... Well, this part doesn't sound awful.
Oh, you know
that part doesn't sound terrible. Maybe we just misjudged him at first.
I think
maybe we just misjudged him.
Let's let him breathe. Let's let him
yeah,
breathe.
Like a fine one.
Ooh, I like this. I like the effects he does.
It sounds like there's a lot of reverb in this club.
Yeah, it sounds like really good reverb.
You know, I think they renovated this place to add more reverb.
Specifically.
I'm starting to feel like I'm tripping.
Let's go.
I'm starting to feel like I'm tripping.
No one can be put through that.
I started to feel like I was tripping, and I've
the
never
Todd
tripped.
Todd Glass Show.
It's a real
number one.
Oh,
the Podcasters Association of America.
Well, that's nice. I didn't know that.
It's like a real show.
Okay, listen.
Wait.
I know it's stretching them out, but let me wear them.
No,
little.
It's like
I want this to be my new character.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Hello, everybody. I put Jane Kirkman's glasses on. What are you pulling the underwear out of your ass for?
No, I'm pulling my dress out.
Oh, I don't know what. Well, you're pulling something out. I don't know. I want to let the listeners know.
Oh, we get to wear a dress. Oh,
excuse me.
It's
what are you
good
pouring?
In the summer.
Pull things out of it.
Water?
Tell you what, she's obviously pouring a drink. Some fresh.
Why don't you
water.
Not worry about how much water I'm drinking, Todd?
I love
to hydrate.
Come here. Do you want to? And I'm not trying to make this a joke.
Do you want to get married?
I don't want to have it.
I need the health insurance. My WGA runs out in
listen,
December.
I need something else.
What?
Well, something you got to offer.
A period 12 times a year?
Jen, do
what?
You want to? And I don't. I want. Thank God I have my safe word.
Yeah.
Potato salad.
Wait, do I want to what?
Can I get some reverb, please? Jen.
Enough of those?
Yeah.
Do you want to sleep together?
Oh, I am so... I am going to go to bed early tonight because I have a class in the... I do power plate. So I do want to sleep. Yeah, what time do you think you'll go to sleep?
Jen.
Text me when you're going to sleep, and I'll say, Todd, I'm going to go to sleep now, too. And text me, and then we'll totally go to sleep at the same time.
If I've learned one thing about you...
Yeah.
It's that you like to hear no, just get to the point.
Oh, oh my God. When people go round and round and round and round, I can't say it. Here's, but, you know, I love a good story.
Okay. I want to fuck you.
Oh, I think you're such a nice person. I can't imagine you ever fucking me over. I don't think you want to do that. But anyway.
I want to stick my penis in and out. And as I kiss you.
Is it itchy?
Listen.
Is it itchy?
Jen.
What?
You're making this hard for me. I want to, at your agreement, pull your pants down. Pull my
I have a dress. I wore a dress
tonight.
Okay,
Jen, whatever. Okay, whatever it is, pants, a dress.
It was a dress.
Okay, listen, please, don't take the
men are so funny. They know no like.
That's
the
not the point of what I'm trying to do right now.
Okay.
Jen, I
one time
you.
I had these shorts on, but they kind of were like a skirt. It's called skort.
Jen,
and this guy I know was like, kept calling them shorts, and I'm like, no.
Jen,
because it's like
when you're around me, I go freaking fucking nuts. You're beautiful. You're funny. You're everything. I want to.
Oh, you know what is? I saw a butterfly. It looked so beautiful. I went to you know, one of those. It's not a zoo. It's where they're nice to the animals. Is it a sanctuary? And I, you know, I thought I'd seen butterflies. I cannot tell you how beautiful something was. And do you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to catch it in my hands, but I thought that wouldn't be fair. And so I just released it.
Somebody sent this in.
You can press a button on your computer, on the internet, and listen to that podcast.
That's sweet.
Did you ever think about that? That podcast will be there.
But isn't this already a jingle you have?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No, this is somebody
I thought he was covering a jingle. I swear I've heard this before.
Well, we played with this song a lot.
Oh, okay.
Read a book, listen to podcasts at the same time, but maybe you can. Hey, we're all really impressed. Stop trying so hard.
That's funny. Oh, my God. This is why having a podcast is awesome. This is the answer.
Yes.
Like, because you inspire people to do silly things. They get the joke. When people go like, wow, everyone's podcasting nowadays. Yeah. That's why, because we want to feel a connection with people. We haven't moved past that part of humanity. Oh, everyone's talking to each other and listening nowadays. Yeah, fucking course we are. That's what humans have been doing.
Thank you.
Are you jerking off right now?
No.
No. I swear to God, it looked like you were.
Ladies, any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show, a real fuck festival.
You okay. Guys are
to George Carlin. I did reach down while you were talking
I know,
to adjust myself.
Yeah, I know.
And then you saw it. I was like, you don't miss a beat.
Well, I'm looking at you, and your hand disappeared, and you were jamming
it. Don't make an exaggeration.
No,
for your
comedy. But you know when you are the difference between jerking off and adjusting your underwear.
There's a big difference. Jerking off. Let me tell you something.
Jerking off is more subtle. I've seen guys jerk off. I don't want to brag.
In all. Well, you're in these. You hang with very elite groups.
I hang with like those weird sex party people. It's like after jazz, then we go do weird shit.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, I don't know. Did he die in a sex party?
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Jen. Because I want to enjoy you.
What?
100%.
You want to take a break and eat a cookie or something?
No, no. Well, you're sort of half right. I want to take a quick break, go to the bathroom, and then probably get a drink.
Okay. At a bar?
By the way, in all fairness, and I know people...
You want to go get a drink at a bar with me and come back?
No.
Oh.
Over here.
Hey, guys, just so we know, when we come back, we do have this thing. I don't know. We just want you guys to know that we have this. It's whatever it is, but we have it. Just wanted everybody to know that we do have this on the board, so it's something that we could use.
It makes so much sense. I love it. Can I tell you? The problem is that I think I'm going to guess that he not only in the bit was it like, hey, I have this, which is sort of a non-bit of going, I have this. Like, but yet I think he also knew I would love that. I'm excited to be able
That's
to do something
awesome.
With that. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to do something with it. And if nobody in this table remembers, you go, Todd, remember, we want to do something with that music. Yeah, we're going to do something with it. So let's hear the bow wow music as we take a break.
Right,
we'll be right back.
Thing.
Our guest is Jen Kirkman, ladies and gentlemen.
Netflix, May 22nd.
Netflix, May 22nd.
May 22nd.
Can I tell you, we have so much shit we have to get to.
Oh, my ride's here. Then put the sound of a cop car, Jake. That'll be funny.
You're listening to the Don Schrider Show, Mondays at 4, taking you through the rest of your workday. I'm Don Schrider, and you are being jazzercised, motherfuckers. Listen.
Oh, can I be your producer who has to tell you that people don't like that?
Well, I you could, but I have a better idea. Oh. You can shut that music off. Do you think? You know when what? What? When people listen to this show, we motivate them, and they don't know how.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. There's ways we do it.
I am a billionaire.
Oh yeah. No, seriously. This is my
expect. To have $1 billion.
Sure.
What's wow. That?
Being a billionaire is my birthright.
That's right.
Wow.
Millions of dollars are coming to me.
Right. It's your birthright.
I have $1 billion oh, in my bank account.
I should check my bank when I get home.
I am attracting millions of dollars.
Don't let that hum get in the way of brilliance. And that's the reason there's that hum behind it. It's saying, are you hearing the annoying hum or are you hearing the positive word?
What are you choosing?
A person is not evolved. Believe it or not, I don't know what you're hearing. Some people hear just a hum that's like, stop that fucking hum. Other people hear someone saying
billions of dollars.
This.
I am a billionaire. In my bank account. I expect to have $1 billion. Being a billionaire.
Billionaire is the best thing you can be.
Kill yourself if you have less than $1 billion.
Money is all that matters.
Will yourself to die in your sleep.
Others should. How could you be happy if you didn't have $1 million? It's your birthright.
Others should be miserable because you're rich. Being rich is the only thing that matters.
I deserve to be happy and rich. It's my birthright, asshole.
Fuck other people's happiness.
Fuck you. My birthright is that I should have $1 million.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, definitely. I mean, well, that's true. That is true. That is true. That is true. What was just happening? I acknowledge what was just happening.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I acknowledge what was just happening. What we can't forget about what we were talking about and talk about something else purposely.
Yeah, no.
Why does it have to be an accident?
I don't know why anyone thinks this sounds weird.
Oh, what were they? What they were talking about this? Now they're talking about this.
Yeah,
is that such a game stopper?
You know, yeah, people at dinner do it all the time.
Sure, people do it. You're talking about one thing, and then
I'm sick of being accused by the audience of editing something out.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm serious.
Jen, what I'd like to do for you right now is I want to play a song for you because and this is actually ironically funny, but we have to figure out whether you think this is real, sang by what church?
Westboro Baptist.
Westboro Baptist Church. That's what it says on the YouTube clip. Now, for all we know, this was a parody. When I think of a parody pulled off this good, listen to the words to George Carlin.
This is those weirdos that God hates.
Yeah, yeah.
Fs
but you have to listen with a fine ear to go, is this like the only person I could figure
clothes.
Pull it? Hold on. That could pull this off would be like a Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
We go, I could see finding out, but I don't think so. I could be wrong. To me, it's interesting either way. Everyone's going to make a judgment in this room. Is this a parody? Or is this really the church, I guess, being funny or doing a parody to some of their beliefs? Or is it Tim and Eric? And as bad as they are, they wouldn't do this. Or, no, it's them and they're doing it. Hey, Jews.
God bless your dads.
Listen.
Yes. Made a promise if you'll obey him. He said he would wash away all your filth if you would love and never leave him. Hey, Jews, your hearts grew fat. You forgot God and killed his prophets. He threw you back to him time and again, but you love sin.
Pause it.
I think it's real.
Do you want to hear the rest of it, or do you want to talk about it?
No, I think this is what I think. That they believe the Jews killed Jesus, and they all know. So that's what I think is that they think that, and
Jen,
that they,
I think you're right,
that they're
by the way.
They're being glib, almost in like when Sarah Palin would try to be funny about stuff,
right.
And it was like it seems like a parody, but they're not parodying them, their own beliefs. They're thinking it's funny to tell the Jews, like, you really fucked up killing
Jesus.
Because
also, if it was fake, they would have different stereotypes about Jews that were added on. But this one's just about
it's kind of real. It's literally...
But it's also like... But so that religion... Let's just say the Jews killed Jesus, which they didn't.
Tim and Eric
It started that religion that you're part of, you psycho fucks from hell.
So listen... Now that I think comedy is better known, at least we'll do after I dissect it and find the truth, and then to me it's more enjoyable. So go back to listening to this clip when I personally agree with everything you just said. I really do think it's them, and they're being exactly what you just said. Yeah. It's not Tim and Eric. I know I keep saying that. Or some, you go, oh, no, that's a parody. This group did that.
Like
or,
they're in on themselves. Yeah, they are not
even. It's like
even.
A joke,
it's
and
like
that was no.
Other level
I agree
of
with
amazing.
You. So now go back to it.
Okay.
And now it's even more funny to me.
The harlot. Then you whined about your pain, would not refrain.
I knew they were going to do this.
Refuse to repent and mourn for your sins. When Jesus came, you were so cruel, called him a fool. You spat in his face and crucified him. Wrath and woe and lamentations.
Huh?
Hey, Jude.
It is catchy.
Don't hate your God.
Don't hate your God.
Fag and diagram, I see tree bells.
What is it?
Jake says, it's catchy.
Because it's Hey, Jude. I'm kidding.
That explains it.
What if I thought it? He didn't get why it's catchy. Oh, this is a Beatles song.
Oh, well, not so good.
Are they saying they're whining about the Holocaust?
Listen,
is that what that
listen,
was?
Listen, don't pause it.
Was that what that was?
This is not a joke. We deserve, if there's people listening that might think what they're saying is right, you should listen to it and don't listen with a sarcastic ear. If it's bad and what they're saying is wrong, okay, but let's give it a chance.
There's your TV show. The Romans killed Jesus. He was a political figure. The Jews did not kill him. He was a... What?
You know I'm kidding, right?
Oh, no.
Did you not really?
I thought maybe you thought some people listening agree, like, were like, no, like, it's not bad. I don't blame them,
no.
But they did kill him. But that's not even factually true. Because some people do believe
I think what you hear in that area, and it's sad. Look, there's a lot of great people on this planet, and overwhelmingly, there's overwhelming a lot of positivity, and this is a great place. And then there's bad that happens too, and unfortunately, because of that, yeah, it's fucking crazy to me, and I know this exists. And the line that to me that is the poster child for all the lines of deniers is, and these people exist. It's fair to people that went through that to say, you know, that energy's out there, and this is the energy. Well, you know, they would say something like, it was not this many, it was this many. There's people out there going...
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it wasn't 8 million, it was 2 million. They really exaggerated.
Yeah, like,
Look, it's not right. You know, it said...
Is that your German guy?
Well, because I don't know if it's okay to do that accent or not, because also I know there's... I'll tell you why I feel all right saying this. There's also a lot of Germans that are fucking horrified. That's why I think I can
and
talk
also
about,
a lot of the Jews killed were Germans.
I can talk about a sector of German people intelligently if I go, there's also a shit ton that get it. They get it. They wish it wasn't part of their culture.
I'm German.
They have lived to be better than that, and it must
Look
blow. It must blow to see people that still think that all Germans, when they fucking don't. And I think the difference of doing that is what I'm doing is also acknowledging – there is that sector, and to me, that's fucking hilarious.
No, you have to do the name. Wait, this is funny. I'm a German. I mean, like, I'm one quarter German.
And I'm Jewish.
I'm one quarter German. Are you all Tuesdays on the WB? Are you all Jew?
I am.
I'm a quarter German.
I used to tell people I was half Italian, and you know why I never stopped? Because then they would go, I see the Italian in you. I'd be like, you dumb fuck.
Oh, you were had so many
that
lies.
Was me at 12.
So many lies going. So many plates
there. It was fun.
Who is Todd Glass?
Todd Glass is a podcast.
I want to Diane Sawyer you.
Go ahead. Diane Sawyer me.
Like you or Bruce Jenner. Did you love that interview? Did you
I
not
didn't
see it?
See it yet. Can
if,
I tell
if
you?
If you're an actor and you want to study someone, whether you're playing a trans person or just whoever, his emotions and all the different things running through him, like he's crying. He's like, Diane. One of the most interesting things at the beginning of the interview, he just starts crying. He welcomes her into the house. He's trying to make jokes and keep it light, but he's freaking out. He's like, tears are welling up in his eyes. He goes, I've come out to everyone, and this, I've been thinking about this day my whole life, because he'd been wanting to come out since he was a teenager.
Right.
And she was like, okay. And then he just goes, Okay, well, we have to remember, Diane, is to keep our sense of humor about this. And he, it was so, like, I don't mean, for lack of a better word, like, psychotic. Like, it was just like, we're okay. Like, he was, oh, it was so touching.
But you
it
have
was
empathy,
wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, well, no, that's what I'm saying. He was, I know. He was within four
well, can I tell
minutes
you something?
Running the gamut. It
Daniel,
was beautiful.
Daniel Kino said something to me this weekend, and he said he was proud of a lot of comedians. Look, okay, make your joke about, you know, I get some people, I think he's just doing it for a reality show. Look, they're already part
Ugh,
of the Kardashians. They're already part. We get it, but that doesn't mean that something genuine can't come
it
out
was
of it.
So
and
beautiful.
And I was glad that the majority of my peers, I even heard someone go, yeah, he's still a person.
One of my
like
good friends.
To someone that was making, like, just horrible jokes. Like, come on now. It's like, and I think more were empathetic and
yes.
used, and was proud because
Twitter
that's,
was good that night. I was watching from
yeah.
Australia. No big deal. It was on
that's
Twitter.
That's why. By the way, I bet there was overwhelmingly more love and support.
It was. My good friend tweeted something that I loved. He said, put him on the Wheaties box now. Now he's
yeah,
my
and
hero.
By the way,
how
shut the
be?
Fuck up. They should do that.
My favorite
that
thing
would send such a message. Let me tell you something. When the world embraces difference,
yeah.
it sends a message to not just obviously, and I know this is no shit type of a thing that I'm saying, but I'll say it anyway because I got to fill the time. I got to think of things to talk about.
This broad comes in as
no,
gives me nothing. I got
to
talk.
It sends a message to every child that is different.
Is to put a dress on. And that's going to influence a lot of kids to start wearing dresses.
It says to every child,
no.
that guess what?
Yeah.
Wheaties, whether it's how they got to be that, but it is the symbol of fucking strength. They did it, whatever
yeah.
their campaign was. So to put someone like Bruce Jenner, especially, it's ironic because he was on there as a athlete.
Yeah.
Now as just someone who was fucking brave. Matter of fact, the fact if they don't, I'm being too George Carlin. I don't understand it. To me, I hope someone's wheels are spinning over there because it has nothing to do with just transgender. It's so much larger than that.
No,
that
it's
they
just
send
speaking
a message
yeah.
of saying, yes, this also means to be courageous in your heart and your
yep.
soul and your guts. So therefore, that's why he reappears on the Wheaties box. Absolutely.
That's my friend Chris Frangel. I'll give him credit. Can I say
and let me
thing?
Tell you something. Let's start it right here, right now.
What?
A campaign to get him on. You know, you didn't have to play that, but let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
But everybody, I want them to credit my friend Chris, or he'll get mad. Chris Frangiola, hilarious comedian. He's working with Chelsea Layden. Yeah, Chris Frangiola. Todd Glass. Oh,
put
Bruce Jenner on the Wheaties box now and show that he's a different kind of hero.
We take his idea,
Chris Frangiola's idea,
and on this show, we give it life. This is to George Carlin the truth.
Everyone,
I don't understand if the words that I'm saying don't get into the Wheaties ear.
Yeah, tweet at Wheaties.
Tweet at Wheaties, because let me tell you
tweet
something.
Tweet at Chris Frangiola says, put him on the box and we support it.
And can I tell you something? I'm gonna make a guess right now, and I mean this. I honestly think this is true. I think it's going to happen, and Bruce Jenner's going to end up in the Wheaties box.
I kind of have a feeling that could happen, too.
Do you think it was already in play?
No way.
No way, right?
Kris Jenner might have made that happen, but they're divorced. Now, here's a problem. What about for the little gluten-free kids who are like, but I can't
fuck
eat
them.
These.
Let them eat.
Okay. No,
fuck them. Let them eat cake.
They can't, Todd. That's what's so sad about it.
I'm sorry. I can't help them.
Can
then.
I just tell you one quick thing that's
I
my other
cake,
favorite I'm... part as a woman? And people go, he wasn't really a woman. Oh, fuck you. Diane shows this picture of him. He just wins a decathlon. You know, he's the greatest athlete in the world. And she goes, now, we saw the greatest athlete in the world. What did you see when you look at this picture? He goes, a confused person. He goes, but that's me. That's her. And he called the picture of himself winning the Olympics her. And she goes, so you're saying that you can feel like a woman? And he goes, and kick butt. And it was, like, so awesome. I take a victory as a woman that he won. Fuck you. No man has won the Olympics yet, you fucking pussies. Is that what I'm supposed to take from this?
Take whatever you want. There's no.
Don't say that.
No, I like
so
where
not.
You're at. I'm taking in what
no,
you're saying.
No, we're going to get letters. He had a dick then. He still does. I do feel like part of the interview, he was also trying to say I have a big dick. There was this one part. He goes, I was born genetically a man. I was born a man. Like, I feel like he's like, I just want everyone to know my dick's huge. But I also have the soul of a woman with a big D. Can I say that 3 years ago, I told this once before on another show?
Can I play this in the background and be honest?
Yes.
If you feel it messes up your story, I want you to tell me.
It doesn't, but it's a serious story. Oh, no, this is great, actually.
Okay.
He screamed at me at a party because he's very Republican, and I made a joke about George Bush. because I knew him a little bit from work, and he screamed at me in my face, and I would be like, Bruce Jenner's off the rails. Something's wrong with him.
I deserve
a million
dollars.
And now I look back, and I go, he was trying to transition, but he was with that awful family.
What the fuck is she talking about? Shut the fuck up.
I don't really mean that.
No, I know.
You Jen. Met Bruce Jenner?
But isn't that a crazy... I met him a million times.
Wait, is that a true story? I wasn't really listening. I was too busy doing my bit. I feel bad.
I worked with Bruce a bunch on Chelsea Lately, and then one time...
Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Why?
He came on the show like to do sketches and stuff, and he was fucking awesome.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then like a year
Never
later...
Heard of him.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
We left off, and you're going to be amazed that I know how to bring a show home.
What?
This is where we were at. You're going to be like, shut the fuck up. Here you go.
I totally forgot we were talking about this, and I'm not even having fresh air.
That's fraud. You're going to feast upon your children.
What? You're going to feast on your children?
He thinks your God hates you. Hates Jews. The nations are poised for your destruction.
What? Oh, my God.
They might as well just spit
That's
in people's
piano.
Faces.
That's good piano. Stop.
There's like one little kid in the background.
I know. I hear kids there. That's sad.
It's child abuse.
Let me hear.
Return soon. His wrath he's bringing. You thought you could cover up this great sin. The flame will soon begin. Your doom is coming.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jews.
This piano player is a pip. She's like, I don't believe in this, but I need the pay. So I'm going to add my little flourishes here and there that are sort of my way of winking.
You're right, because it's so pretty to mix it in with that hate. Someone, either I'm going to kill myself or rejoice.
Yeah, like I need
Please tell me you get that that's ironic when this vile, disgusting venom is pouring out of your mouth to hear really beautiful piano sounds.
You know, and this is my TV show where I'm screaming. That's fucking child abuse. I don't care what you're saying. Ooh, maybe they don't know. Shut the fuck up. That's child abuse. They're poisoning them with hate.
Yes.
Hate is not appropriate, ever.
Yes. If that's in the gray area, then I don't know who the fuck we're talking
about. Then I don't ever want to see it.
I don't want to be right. If you're loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you is right, I don't want to be wrong. If loving you is between,
I just never
want to
be wrong. I never want to be wrong.
I never
want to be fat.
I never want to be fat. Oh. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm kidding. This is a shallow woman who's has her own show.
Yes.
And I never want to be wrong. I never want to be fat. I never want to have wrinkles. I never want to be poor. I never want to be gross.
Do you think that woman walks like does songs like
hey,
this?
Ju-
Like, can you picture that woman? I don't want to be
I
wrong.
I really hope that that's true just so we don't look stupid getting so mad about it, but I also hope it's not true.
Her name through the West, she won her fame, being handy with a gun, but she drove a
Is this
man
Judy Garland?
Listen to the words.
She drove a man insane.
Listen.
And shoot most any guy and sing out this alibi.
She didn't know.
I didn't know the gun was loaded. And I'm so sorry, my friend. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Oh, she did.
And I'll never, never do it again.
You know, this is where they got the idea for Thelma and Louise. It was just called Thelma. It was about a really stupid woman who didn't know the gun was loaded. And the studios were like, no one's going to get behind that. We got to add like domestic violence and make it like rah, rah women. They're like, I think this song was pretty popular. They're like, yeah, but there were like 10 people on earth when that song was popular.
The gun was loaded.
I didn't know. Oh, I wish I could do that.
Good.
This is, if I could for a living, I'm not kidding.
I didn't know.
To George Carlin. If I could do this for a living instead of comedy, I would. Just sing songs like this. Oh, he's got... Todd. If I could get the
Put
lyrics...
Put that effect on her voice. Okay, go ahead.
If I could do this for a living instead of comedy, I would.
Okay, listen.
But I don't know the words.
Just say, I didn't know.
Oh, all right, let me get the rhythm.
Make up, make something up. Like you're in 1942 and you're an act. But you don't really have a singing. You don't really...
I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know that knives were sharp. I didn't know that drugs were poison. I just knew that this guy's name was Bart.
Bang, bang. I like more guns. Do we have guns separately? Oh,
I didn't know that anthrax was bad. I didn't know that 9/11 was not fun.
Wait, I didn't. Well, I didn't know that cannons would blast your face off. I didn't know that napalm would destroy
your skin. Can I tell you what's fun? Even in a room like this, having a sound effect go off to you, it makes you feel like every. Oh, there's.
Oh, it's
like, I didn't know, and you're like.
I didn't know my husband was mortal. I put the gun right in his mouth. He was asleep, and then he stayed asleep. Because it turns out you can't swallow bullets.
I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know.
He needs reverb help.
I need reverb, baby. Baby, turn the music off.
Would you change your name to Reverb, your last name?
Jen.
What?
Can I tell you something from the bottom of my heart?
From what?
I am so... Can I just say the truth, even if it's on the podcast?
Oh, what podcast? I love podcasts. You know, there's so... That's one now out, but the guy's a murderer or something. I gotta check that out. But I don't know how to download the TV onto my phone.
What's your song? Sing a song.
What song?
You want to get a karaoke song and you'll sing it? What?
Well, but I want you to keep doing the guy who's trying to ask me out.
Jen.
Yeah.
I just want you to know. I think there's something very special about you.
Oh, you know what? It is, I have a little bit of a glaucoma in one of my eyes, so
no, No. Turn the music off. Jen.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah.
Takes a very listening ear.
Oh, yeah, I love to listen. I like to talk too, listening and talking.
Seriously.
I like to do both.
Hold on. I don't need the music. Jen.
Uh-huh.
What I'm trying to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Is that I think me and you could spend time together.
Oh, we spent, I think, a couple hours.
More than that! More than that, I wanna go out with you. I wanna love you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna love you. I wanna romantically. I wanna laugh. I wanna have a good time. I wanna fuck you. I wanna do every goddamn thing.
Oh, I just got sad that no one's saying that to me. I think I've had too much wine where I just got a little sad. Everyone I ever meet that loves me doesn't live here. Why do you keep playing my Kimmel appearance? I mean, I'm proud of it, but it was like, this is material from 5 years ago. I have new material. Because I didn't know that it wasn't healthy. I didn't know potatoes weren't healthy when I sang this.
Robbie Kirkhoff, come to the mic. What do you have funny for us? Alrighty, that's my point. You always gotta be ready.
There was nothing happening.
Robbie Kirkhoff, fire away.
Go fuck yourself.
Salad, potato, salad, but. And then the Kimmel show is like, listen, we don't want to promote heart disease. So some of you have to use light mayo. You can substitute with mustard if you want. This seems like a lot of network notes, you guys. First of all, you're not even letting me do my bits.
We're going to do this because someone listened. Hey, should we?
What?
Aristotle has a good point. We got to finish bits. Can't leave bits undone.
What bit?
Well, this
the
bit.
The Jew song? Oh, yeah, I want to hear.
This show's almost
perfect.
Yes, it's got a through line.
Yeah.
The time is short. All the details we now are summing up.
What?
He kept you, a few of you, to be saved.
A few of you.
To the skies, the Lord is coming.
No, listen to the words.
Reprobate Jews.
We
are Jews, and you know it.
You naughty, naughty things, you.
What?
What? What?
What are they in the bedroom?
What?
You naughty, naughty Jews.
Christ killers.
Christ killers.
Jews. God hates you. And you know
doing runs.
Reprobate Jews. God hates you. You Christ killers.
God is savage land killers.
You totally killed Jesus.
Reprobate Jews.
That's fine.
God hates you. And you know
44,000 come out from among them.
Reprobate Jews. God hates you.
Never gonna work.
That is insane.
Is that over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jews are Jews are Jews are Jews.
So was it real or? I think we're all.
I feel like they're that is the word.
Let it be.
That's a different song. It's a different song.
That was
a different
perfect.
Song.
I think that it's real. I do. I because.
Can we find out?
When I mean
do
by
you
real.
Know? Oh, we don't know.
What I mean by real, I think we're
they
all on
think
the same
it's
page.
Funny, but they mean the message. They think
it's not a sketch from like who was the other sketch group that we had this
Whitest Kids You Know.
What? God damn it, Jake! When you're good, you're good. Whitest Kids You Know. Like I could see them pulling something off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Maybe it's like, oh, you have to see the video. They're. But I don't think it's that. And if it is, good for whoever did it.
Do they have
it.
A website? Like, would it be on their website? It's just on their YouTube. Is it on their YouTube page?
Oh, yeah.
Page?
Put, see if it goes. Comes up on their YouTube page. So you would put West, what's it called again?
Westboro Baptist Church.
Hey Jude. So if they're owning it on their page, we know it's from them.
That's what I would think, right?
Yes, of course.
I mean, that is.
Hey, Jen,
their
how
whole
doing?
Thing is that God hates everyone.
Hey, guess these other shows or something? I don't even know. I probably shouldn't even say anything. They're. Is this between us?
Yeah. Oh, no, totally.
They're mad because I can just do regular interviews. They're like, oh, shit, now he just doesn't do music and bells and the whistles in the middle of everything. He'll just talk to his guests. And they're all, like, really mad. They're like, what the fuck? Because they go,
like, they're threatened.
Thank you. Okay. So you feel it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I've been here. People, you have no idea. This is off, right?
Oh, totally.
Because why he looks up the song. So many people are like, oh, you talk about just bells and whistles. And then when they heard the, I know you have to fast forward, like, to the interview parts. They're like, fuck. They're like, this is like. This is like Dick Cavett, yeah. But meets like, you know.
Meets Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Well, that was one of my favorite episodes. That was one of my favorite episodes when you had them both on and you had them interview each other, yet you were still somehow controlling the interview. That was amazing.
How do I look right now?
Like a,
you look like you're in a poor disguise trying to check
into
a hotel.
Yeah, you look like.
I put Jen Kirkman's glasses on. I don't even know. Say it again. What do I look like?
You're trying to check into a hotel in disguise.
Matter
it
fact,
changes
Jen,
your
Jen,
face. I don't
my,
even know if you're like a weird looking
take
man
my,
or an
take
old
my,
woman.
I'm checking into a hotel right okay. now. Me and you.
Old hotel. Oh, hi.
Yes, I need a room, please.
Do you have a reservation already?
I don't, but I was wondering if you had any rooms available.
I can check for you. What
thank you very much. You have beautiful eyes.
Oh, well, thank you. You those are very nice glasses.
Thank you. What about my eyes?
Oh, I can't. I can't see them, but that is okay.
Well, let me take my glasses off.
Oh. They're stunning. Can I tell you something?
You can tell me anything you
I
want.
I
want
to fuck you, romance you, make you laugh,
I wanna
date
fuck,
you.
I want to fuck you and romance you.
Oh, we don't have any rooms by that name. So your last name is I want to fuck you, romance you. Is that Russian? Can you spell that? She suddenly turns so dumb when you return it.
Jen.
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
Why do you come to my work?
You know what I think?
What?
When you
why do you think I've never made it?
Here's what I think.
But I haven't.
You know what? Can what? I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Tell me if this is true for you. I'm either going to make you feel good or make you want to put a bullet through your head.
Mm-hmm.
But
too lazy to do that, so I'll be
you.
Fine.
Yeah. I just bypass you. You're threatening suicide. I'm so in the route to get to what I want to get to.
The reason I give I won't do it is because
sure,
I'm lazy.
Great. Say, I'm going to kill myself. Great, but listen. No, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Okay, but listen, here's my opinion on something.
Tom Martin.
He listens to the show. We try to do that.
I love
no,
Tom Martin.
He wrote a letter.
I get mad when he doesn't say my name on the show.
You play his jingle.
Tom Martin.
He uses this to masturbate, too. Seriously. So
I know. Martin. You have to do it over and over.
Sure. Hey, would you do me a favor?
Watch him masturbate?
No. Oh, no. What do you think?
Well, he's married. That's why I was saying no, his wife can do that.
And if
she won't, call me.
Here's what I'd like to do for you. We finished the Hey Jews
song.
Wait,
you were going to tell me why I didn't make it.
Oh, I wasn't going to really.
Oh, She went, I was like ready to hear the advice. Oh, why?
No, no. What was my bit? I got a little lost, to be honest.
The bit was you were really going to tell me why I haven't made it, but the bit was that you thought this could make you happy or make you want to put a bullet in your head. And then the side bit was...
No.
But I thought you really had some advice for me.
No, I did. This is going to make you happy. Hold on.
I wish I could write down what I think you're going to say so I could prove that I already know what you're going to say.
Say it.
No, because then if you
you're
say...
You're right. Hold on. I was going to say to you, I said, you can either get really upset about this, put a bullet. Okay, but I didn't really think you would put a bullet in your
brain. I said, Tom, why have I never made it? And you go, no, I know.
I think this will make you feel good. You know what? I don't want to make it sound like, oh, I wouldn't have won. And I think when I mean, I'm analyzing this. When I say make it, what I mean for me is there's many different levels of it. But
right.
I just mean security. Could I have more? Yes. Could I have passed that where you get to be like, you know, there's comedians we know that have passed their imaginations.
When I say make it, I mean like Lisa Lampanelli, you know, Joan Rivers.
I mean, here's what I mean. I mean that I've
even
security.
Even people our age.
That even if you go, okay, if I didn't work ever again, you're set. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Not that I'm
going to be working for another 30 years, but to have that security.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
You know, me too. That's all
I
mean too.
So I'm not unhappy with what I have. But my point is, being realistic, there are if I would have had – it's not like I want to sound like one of those people that would say, oh, I'm glad I didn't have that type of success 20 years ago. No. If that's what happened for me, like a lot of people, I would have been a happy person with that career. I don't want to – because it sounds so negative. You go, I'm glad I didn't – no. It didn't happen for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little longer. But what I do think is worth it, and I think it applies to you too, it's just – it's not instead of. It's not like, oh, I'm glad. It means in the meantime, this did happen. You and I became better stand-up comedians because it would have taken you away from it. You're out there, the reason, you know, like I say, like your guys, I put you in a good category of there's a lot of guys I think are funny, but like guys like you and Eddie Pepitone and Brian Regan or, you know, whoever it is, like you're funny in your bones. So you're never going to do bad because if you're doing good, you're going to do good. If you're going to do bad, you're not going to put up with it. So that's the type of performer I like to watch on stage. And that what if you would have had if you would have gotten taken away by a sitcom, hey, that would have been okay too. But now you can have both.
But I wouldn't have anything to go back to and they'd be like, oh, the sitcom person trying to do stand up.
Yeah.
That could be hard
now
too.
Now you're a fucking comic. It's in your goddamn bones. You know how good on the stage and maybe that wouldn't have been you 10 years ago.
No. And you know what I feel proud of?
How long have you been doing stand up?
I'm hitting year 18 in June. What if you start vomiting? Oh, that's way too long.
I didn't know that's way too long
with not a break.
Here's my question.
Netflix 8 years, special.
Oh. 8 years in, didn't you think there were a lot of comedians getting more than you or that some
getting
less?
Yeah, and now I watch generations that don't even know I'm a person that exists in stand-up. 3 years in, they're getting stuff. And I have to – but I'm not upset or anything, but it's like you have – No, but you keep but you keep seeing that. But now, no, 8 years in, I was very like nervous and and now I'm so happy because I'm finally me. So if anything happens, I'll be the most me I can be.
You became a really good stand up comedian.
Oh, well, that's nice to say.
But you know what I say? So it says I'm not being unrealistic. I'm not saying like, oh, that no. I still then I go, but now I'm ready. Like now, just like the show that we just pitched.
Yeah, you wouldn't go on a crazy drug binge or get a big ego.
No.
Like you, yeah, I feel like we were both.
You know what
equipped.
I do? The first thing.
Come here, Hollywood.
I'd retile my front yard. Anyway.
Retile?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Just the most unnecessary thing.
Okay. Why didn't I get that joke? That's why. I don't know how to play ball in meetings.
Believe me, you're fine playing ball. Okay, there's an old...
You almost said that like he was annoyed, like too much ball.
Yeah, too much. I'm sure you've been playing with other things. Okay, listen. So this is a bit we used to do. I'll tell you, my son, he's not too rough either, I can tell you. Walking around. It's a Rodney. It's a guy who had. I don't like doing the.
Rodney's bit. Cadence, but no jokes. No.
Yeah, Rodney's cadence, but no jokes. But I was going to make it like he's out of it, but I didn't want to make Rodney out of it. So it's a guy who.
Sad, yeah.
It's just a guy who. Because you know what? Forget it.
Jake is on point tonight.
He is, man. That's called scoring a fucking show.
You know what he
That's
is?
Paying
he's
attention.
Gearing up for the fuck fest.
Did you?
Hey, ladies, any of you want to fuck Jake Adams?
Yeah.
The Todd Glass Show, a real fuck festival.
No, seriously, I want to talk about the fuck festival we're having this year. I think we've talked about this before. Jake is not taking any money from this.
No.
We have a beautiful tent set up, and inside there's catering. There, you get 2 hours with Jake. It's a real fuck festival.
What if you want less time?
There's other people there.
Well, that has been
like if some girls really like a lot of people so like on their lunch hour.
No, there's other people. Guess what? There's other comedians are going to be there during the Fuck Festival that are donating. It's fuck a comedian. You give money. Like you know who else we want to thank?
I'd give money not to fuck a comedian.
Well, we have some good comedians. We have good comedians. Sarah Silverman's going to be there.
I'll fuck her.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll eat her pussy. I'll finger her. Whatever she wants.
Come on, I have a children's show.
You do? Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I tell you a true story to George Carlin?
Yeah. I would I would stick my finger in her a little bit and then lick her.
I want to be. Listen, I have.
I have no idea what that is.
No, shut up.
No, I don't. I've never done that to a
woman. Well, you know what it is. You just said it.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it really. Well, you never tried. It
I'm trying to eat here.
Salad tastes like pussy.
What are you talking about?
What?
Talking about pussy. This salad tastes exactly like pussy.
What is this?
Well, I don't know what pussy you've been eating, but the pussy I eat don't taste like no salad.
Man, I ain't saying pussy tastes like salad. All I'm saying that this salad that I ordered tastes like a big fucking pussy.
What kind of salad is it?
What the fuck does it matter what kind of salad it is? It's not like they got pussy salad on the menu, huh? No, it's spinach salad. Fuck you.
Well, are you sure you didn't order a tuna salad or something?
Yeah, I'm sure, Hotshot, but I see where you're going with that. Here, try it.
It's whitest.
Whitest kids you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll be a shit-covered dick. This salad right here tastes exactly like a big fucking pussy. Oh!
Okay, hello. Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm having dinner here with my wife and my very, very young child.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, and I don't mean to offend you and your family, but the thing is that we ordered this salad here, and it tastes exactly like a big, sloppy...
Let me guess what happens.
Well,
the guy
really
tastes it,
that
and
true,
then he turns
so.
It.
It is.
Do I know
it's
comedy
true.
Or what?
Try it. Try it. Come on.
I have a trivia fact about the sketch. That's the same piano player from the Jews song.
Wait a second.
Holy mackerel, this does taste like pussy. Harold! I'm serious, Meredith. Hey, this tastes exactly like a big sloppy pussy.
Let's listen.
God bless your dad.
Can't you hear it?
Hold on.
Made a promise if you'll obey him. He said he
so the
would
same
wash
one.
Away all your filth.
It sounds just
Jesus
like pussy.
Christ. It is just.
That was perfect.
What did you say?
He said this sounds just like pussy. You told him to be ready. He was ready, and you weren't. Isn't that a lesson?
Robbie Kirkhoff needs a jingle. He hasn't had one. I've never had a jingle, you guys.
Yes, we made you one.
Aristotle.
Oh, I want to think of a good. I always go. How do they think of the songs?
I tell you.
Robbie Kirkhoff. Oh, no. That's it already.
I don't have one. You can't even pretend. I don't even have one.
He was born in a town of a rambling man.
Oh, I know.
Talking about saying any minute, boom, bam. Ready, boom, bam, minute, boom, boom. Robbie Kirkhoff coming into town.
That's all he does. It's easy. I know what Joe does. No, I'm not trying to be rude. No. Does this come off rude? I just thought he went into the room. Jen Kirk is a thing, and you want a thing, and a thing, an association. Podcast a thing, and a thing, and a thing. Jen Kirkman's here, going to have some fun. That's what Joe does. That's all he does. I'm sorry. I love it. I don't have time to do it. But, I mean, that's what he does. He just like...
Don't you wish that the Baptist
Jake
church...
Jake and Aristotle. Jake and Aristotle.
I didn't play
sipping
that
one. Sipping on gin and Jews. Laid back with the Christ on my mind in a minute. They should have done that. I'm going to pitch that to them.
What was yours?
Gin and Jews.
Sipping on gin and Jews. The Snoop Dogg.
Rolling through Bethlehem. Sipping
Reaver,
on
please.
Gin and juice.
Say it into your
laid
phone.
Back.
Say it into your phone.
I'm calling them Western Church. Hello? I'm like, this is me when I get home later tonight.
Okay, hold on. Let's Jen.
Hey, so it's me with you on the phone first.
Hey, Jen.
I'm just leaving a voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd. I was just thinking how fucked up those Baptist church people are. Like, to George Carlin, it like really bums me out. Like, that shit's bad in the world, you know? Anyway, thanks for having me on the show tonight, but I'm, like, really having trouble sleeping because I don't know, I'm probably really sensitive, but that shit sucks. All right, love you, bye.
Jen.
So now I'm calling the Baptist church. That's me 2 seconds later.
Okay.
You have a camera in my apartment.
Oh, my God. This is literally Jen in her apartment.
Voicemail.
leave a message.
Make the bit work. It don't matter. Who gives a shit?
Hey, is this to whom it may concern at the Westboro Baptist Church? My name is Jen Kirkman, a professional
Can I
comedian.
Answer the phone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do it again, and I'll answer.
Yeah. Hey, Todd. Okay, so we did that part.
Be nice, be nice.
Go. We didn't want the voice.
There you go. Yeah.
First, what's the name of
it again?
Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Hello? Is this a real person?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I thought it would be so late at night that there'd be a voicemail or something. Hi.
Hi. Hope you can hear me. The band is rehearsing in the background.
Oh, no, I can't.
One, two, three, four. Hey, Jews.
Sorry, well, how can I help you?
So I will. Okay.
Hey, Jews are great.
I saw your.
Jews are so
gross. I saw your. I saw your Hey Jews video.
I'm sorry. Guys, hold on. I'm making someone's calling. How may I help you?
I saw your Hey Jews video set to Hey Jude.
Yes.
And
that was done at this year's talent show.
Well, I find it really appalling, but what's so funny about it is that
I don't know why the truth.
Well, you know, but hear me out. I'm a professional comic, and I'm like, even if something's horrific, I like have such good ideas, and I just, you know, I don't want my name on this or anything, but I just feel like you could hip it up a little, you know, get like more of the urban market. And I just think there's something to be said for, do you know the song by Snoop Dogg, Sippin' on Gin and Juice? So you could sippin' on gin and juice.
Are you calling to tell us that we could get our Jew hate out to a different group of people?
Yeah, I think you could do
like a
rap thing, like sipping on
gin
and
Jews. We
gotta
hip it up a little.
Yeah, with my mind on the Christ and the killing and it's kind of a rap. I mean, I could come. I mean, I don't want to do this, but I could come by if you want. I don't know if you pay or.
Can I play a song that I wrote to see if you seem to know a lot about music?
I would love to. Yeah.
We had the girls at our church do this yesterday.
Oh.
Is this good?
I did this on Jimmy Kimmel 5 years ago, you fucking thieves.
I know, asshole, you suck.
Fuck
We're
you.
Making fun of you.
God hates rip-offs.
Rude you, potato salad.
Yeah, God hates stealers.
Yeah, God hates fucking girls that go on Jimmy Kimmel singing about fucking potato
go
salad.
Go fuck yourself.
You're vanilla, you dumb fuck. You're vanilla.
What do you want? Fucking George Carlin,
Talk
Richard
from your
Pryor.
Heart. Talk from your
Talk
heart.
From my heart.
Potato salad? Are you shitting me?
What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to talk about? Politics?
You killed him in the street. You hate him. You killed him. And you hung him on a rope.
My favorite thing that just happened is at the Westboro Baptist Church. Hates dishonest comedy without a point of view. Yeah, you fucking vanilla. That was the greatest moment ever. That was the greatest moment of your show that you've ever done.
Can I tell you, this show, I feel like, I'm not joking.
This show is,
if
you were
like
to submit it to the Emmys, you submit this one, to the podcast Emmys.
It took a beautiful course. Or is it wrong we're pointing it out?
The Tom
no, it's
Glass
not.
Show.
Because you know what? If you don't
Voted
toot your own horn.
By the Podcasters Association of America.
If you don't toot your own horn in this day and age, no one's going to toot it for you. My mother used to always say, ain't no one going to toot it for you.
Well, is your mom... No, you know what? She sounds nice. I can
She's
do better
really
than that.
Nice. What did she say?
No, I was going to make like a joke. Is your mom the root tootootiest sister?
No, she is. No, that's why I did...
Oh, she is.
I did a tribute thing on Kimmel.
Oh, I didn't
did you
know
see
that.
It?
I didn't
did
know
you
that.
See it? I did a tribute thing
salad.
On Kimmel. Widely
we
misunderstood. A lot of people said it was too vanilla.
Well, let me play it.
Okay.
What was the point? Is it a joke?
No, it was a tribute to my mom. Back in the day when my mom was alive, she's still alive, but back when she was younger, they wouldn't let women say anything but recipes. And so she was an entertainer, and she had all these beautiful songs about her feelings and life, and they were like, shut the fuck up, just sing this recipe. So she had this great recipe.
Oh, this is her.
Yeah, but the recipe wasn't that long, so they're like vamp at the beginning with some rootie tootie duties.
Well, let's listen to it.
So this is my mom. So then I did it on Kimmel. It's a really simple recipe.
But she didn't want to give it all away on the air, so she didn't include some of the ingredients. So she just went, a-looba-dooba-dooba, you know. Anyway, I did it on Kimmel 5 years ago as a tribute. Nobody understood it. You know who's pissed about it? The Westboro Baptist Church was like, God hates vanilla performers. But you probably, that sounds like too unbelievable to be true, but it's like one
you
of
You know what I hear when I hear you speak?
What?
This.
I am a billionaire.
What if tomorrow I became a billionaire? How nuts would that
be? Well, let this breathe. Why are we all fighting that there might be, this might work?
I know, we're
what
all...
What is the hum in there? Is that just in the recording of it?
It's to let you just get deep into yourself.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So this hum is in there. I thought it was like a bad recording of the song. You think it's in there? Wow, then I can appreciate it in a different way now.
I think it vibrates through your body.
Okay, let's just shut
up. Sounds richer.
Listen.
Yeah.
Money is flowing to me now. Money comes to me effortlessly.
Money comes out of my pussy. What?
I am
big 50-cent pieces come out of my pussy, and it's tough to pass them at first.
I am
but then they slide right out.
I pee liquid gold.
I expect to have $1 billion.
I expect to have $1 billion.
God should be giving me everything I want to prove that he's real.
God, that could be like some brilliant sketch show idea or something. I don't know. Someone write that down.
Write that down. We'll never do it. That's the name of my new CD. Write that down. I'll never do it. Listen, we got to go in for the close.
I know. I got to get to bed.
I gotta shut up.
Oh. This is, I'm so proud of this episode.
You should be. To George Carlin?
No, not like I'm so great, but this was just a clean and crisp episode.
To George Carlin, I totally agree with you. It just had a great... I know, you know what some people would say? Like, whenever I do something, it's just a...
What if we listen back and we're like, oh, that was awful.
No, we won't. We won't. But sometimes
I mean,
I don't
listen to the show.
So. Tell you, here's why I think I love this. It's you know what? When you talk about why you like this this vehicle so much, it's hard not to. It's hard not to, and I'll tell you why. Because... what were we just talking about?
Why do we... This episode was good, and we're not going to
So I think, you wouldn't watch The Tonight Show and see Jimmy Fallon going, this show's going really good. Because you can't. There's not that type of time. But this is where you can take your time, and you can go to the point where you're sort of reminiscing about what you just did. And I like that journey,
because
it seems to what you do with your friends when you're hanging out at your house.
Enough time has gone by that you can reminisce about the night, and you let things breathe to where they naturally come back.
Exactly.
None of this was because we're world-class performers. Well, when you hang out with your friends, you have running bits. I mean,
oh, of course.
I'm sure. No, it's important to let the people at home think that they're as funny as us.
I know.
And just let the regular people feel special.
I know.
Even though they're so boring.
But you know, the truth is, that's when you meet people that you realize that, what I always say when you meet people all the time that have a comedian sense of humor, and then you realize, there's people that don't do comedy for a living, but they have our sense of humor. And that's...
You know what? The podcast brings out the people with the comedian sense of humor.
Does
that make sense? All my podcast listeners that talk to me after shows, they've got the comedian sense of humor.
That's what great...
And they write great comments in my Instagram that actually piss off other people that don't get that it's
that's
from...
That's what Greg Proop said.
Oh, really?
He said that the people that listen to the podcast, it's the purest thing that you're putting out there. So definitely that audience usually comes in.
It's like hanging with you.
Yeah,
One of those funny things, I do this woman on my podcast is just me talking by myself.
Ugh.
And it's brilliant. How do I do it? But I have this like alter ego woman based on someone who wrote me a letter once that was like, you complain too much about, like I was trying to explain that when I do shows, a lot of the people that come that liked me from Chelsea Lately don't understand that the people they saw on that show are actually comedians. We love what we're doing for a living. We don't want them shouting. I mean, I've had drunk girls falling over, throwing up in the front row, screaming out, I love Chelsea. And I'm just saying it kind of hurts my heart when I'm trying to perform. And I was talking about it on the air saying, but I love you podcast listeners. And this woman took it the wrong way and wrote me this letter from her cubicle. Like, I work hard to put food on the table for my family and I don't want to hear complaining. And you're just ungrateful for your fans. And I'm like, no, those aren't fans. Like, she didn't understand it. So I became this woman. So whenever I'm talking and I'm making fun of myself, I'll be like, you rich bitch. And I just do that. And so it's supposed to be a woman in a cubicle who thinks my life is perfect. And so, but is oddly so proud of her life. So anyway, I took a picture of myself the other day in my car, and I have this sunroof that, like, it goes a little further back than a normal sunroof, but it's a boring Jetta. It's not like a fancy car.
Oh,
wait.
You drive a Jetta.
Well, well, well.
Car,
ladies the gentleman pulling in her Jetta.
Oh, wow. I bet
Jen
it's wider.
Kirkman
red.
Here in her Jetta with a bigger sunroof than anybody else has.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Kirkman with her gigantic sunroof.
You're going to forget my point.
All right, no. Let's get back
He's going
to
forget.
I'm a good interviewer. Look at this.
So I put the picture on Instagram, and I didn't even know the sunroof was, like, visible. And it must have been one of my podcast listeners picked up on the sunroof, and he wrote, rich bitch with her big sunroof, like, as a joke. But other people saw it and got mad, like, Jen does not like that. And I had to delete them because they were attacking this person.
Right.
And I was like, no, they listen to the podcast. They get it. Like, it was so fucking funny to me. Anyway, great story. One of my best.
No,
Netflix,
good,
May
way.
20. If you want to hear more stories like this, Netflix, Jen, May 22nd.
Don't ever feel like you have to do that. Let me
what,
tell you a little
I do
story.
Netflix it if you don't promote.
What's it like being a woman in comedy? I have no idea what it's like being a woman in comedy.
What
I've
is
never
this?
Been
my interview?
Else in comedy.
I love this.
I
the toothbrush?
I don't see myself as a woman. I see myself more as a man in drag, as sort of a gender fluid angel from heaven. What do you say to people who tell you that women aren't funny?
I love this.
No one really says it to my face. Every once in a while, someone writes a think piece on it, or an old man goes crazy and starts screaming it. People say it on Twitter, but my answer is so unfunny. And again, I'm trying to sell tickets to this comedy show, so could you ask some of the guys why people say women aren't funny? Or better yet, ask some of the guys why they're always wearing plaid shirts and have beards. Why does everyone look like a lumberjack? No. Okay, are you really drunk on drunk history? Yes, I'm really drunk on drunk history. That's why it's called drunk history. That's why often you see people throwing up and calling President Clinton instead of President Lincoln, as I did
funny.
In the episode that won Sundance. Nobody
it's
ever
not
talks
that
about
funny.
Oh, yes, it is. It's every question
oh, okay.
that the you think that
so
you're making
really
fun of. They ask
yes,
the typical questions.
The
like, come on, ask some better questions.
That says so-and-so drank two bottles of wine. It's a reality show, not a show called Pretending to be Drunk History. And you're not a historian? Nope, not a historian. No
that,
one on the show is a
ever,
historian. I believe
every
that's
person
where,
thinks I'm a historian.
The humor comes from because we get our
or that I majored in history. Historian turned comedian.
I'll tell you
okay.
what I majored
why
in.
Why was this show so hard for people to understand? You majored in pussy. I know.
Come on. Give me a little respect.
You
Seriously.
Minored in pussy. No, I always forget. Todd, I always forget.
You got a lot of nerve. Coming on this podcast. And running your big fat trap.
I'm sorry.
None of my known dang, gone dang, mundane, gone dang audience wants to hear a woman crying and bitching.
Is this Tom Likas' grandfather?
Yes. Back before there was recordings of this, it's just in people's heads. What you're hearing now is back before there was sound. It was just some guy sitting at the corner. Women, I would only spend a nickel on a woman for the year. My wife ain't worth more than a nickel a year.
I would love old-timey Tom Likas with inflation adjustments or deflation adjustments. It's 1800s Tom Likas.
Lisa Likas, she's
no!
live. She'll be taking your calls. You're listening to the...
Fuck, I wasn't ready for that.
You're listening to Lisa Likas.
Hello?
You're listening to the Lisa Likas show. Lisa, she'll tell you the way she feels.
Men... Wait.
Lisa.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
My girlfriend.
Fuck you. Next caller.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, is this a woman or a man?
I'm a man.
Fuck yourself. Next caller. You're not even worth a breath.
I disagree, I gotta tell you, because, you know, you're not always right, Lisa.
I'm always right, Lenny, whatever your fucking name is. Now it's Lenny. Go to the courthouse, I just redid the paperwork in 2 seconds online. If you don't change your name to Lenny, you'll have no identity. At the airport, you'll be in prison. Guantanamo Bay, Lenny, it's still fucking open. I told Obama, keep it open and put all the men in it.
Lisa.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Lenny. Hey, love you.
Lisa,
how you doing?
Take me out of here with a disgusting sound.
Oh, that's me shitting all the men out of my system.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
What?
Hey, I just graduated high school.
Why did you do that for? You don't need to graduate high school. You're worth nothing on this planet. Get a toothbrush and start scrubbing my floors, bitch. What about high school? Go on.
Yeah, Lisa, how you doing? John from Rancho Cucamonga. Oh, go ahead.
Do you care? Do I care? I don't care.
I care.
I'm on my period on your face, John. Next caller. Next caller.
Hi, Lisa. I'm going to go on a first date.
Go on it with me or fucking don't.
And
stick your dick in me or don't stick it in anyone. I'll grab your cock right now and shove it in my mouth. Okay. This woman you're with is a whore. She's a whore.
I just wanted to know if it would be...
She's also sexist, weirdly.
I just wanted to know if it'd be a good idea to bring flowers on the first date.
Bring flowers? You bring a fucking bush, a tree? You bring the earth? You bring the... You leave the flowers and run away, you little pussy? No one wants to see a man at the door?
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, who is this?
This is John.
John, your name is now Jen. What is it, John?
I broke up with my girlfriend because she lied about how old she was.
No, women never lie. We always tell the truth. You're the liar, John. Jen, you're the liar. Your life is a lie.
Jen, how you doing? Love your show.
Oh, I don't give a shit what you love.
You tell the truth.
Yes, I do. And you know what? I don't need you to tell me. I don't mansplain to me what I do, you fucking asshole.
My girlfriend left me. I put her through college.
No, that's what you should do. Put a woman through college and let her leave. You sit home and play video games. It's like playing with your dick. That's all you people can think of. I need more sticks in my hands.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? What's the problem?
Hey.
Why do you hate men so much?
Hate men? I love men. Some of my best friends are men. I eat men. I love cock. Don't you tell me what I do to men. I love men. Why do you hate yourself?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Who is this?
Why aren't women funny?
Why aren't women funny? Because we're too busy running the world. We're running the world. Let men be funny. All that is all they can do. Potato salad. I saw this man on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. All he was talking about was potato fucking salad. That's why women aren't funny. We're too serious. We got to get shit done. Thank you. Blow it up, Lisa. I don't have a producer because no one can do anything right except me. Blow up. That's my pussy exploding. Tampons everywhere.
Eat my pussy.
Yeah.
Eat it hard. You're listening to Lisa Likas. You might get mad, but she'll tell you to suck her cunt.
Lisa Likas.
Lisa Likas is the person we need in the world.
Should I edit that out?
No! Okay. Don't you fucking dare.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, that was beautiful. I mean,
I don't like the C word.
That I do. I was saying it all in Australia. No big deal. I was on an international tour. And I say cunt a lot for men and women. I think it's a great word.
As long as you don't call... I don't like calling somebody that because that's stepping outside the... of an intelligent conversation, but as far as
joking around with comedians
and they're like,
they're like, oh, what, you're so stupid. I go, shut up, you cunt.
Is this what you're trying to say?
Robbie agrees.
Agreed.
He's afraid
agreed.
To he's afraid to nod
no,
in front of
we hate Jesus.
That little baby in the back.
Oh. I got a bit. So
I got a bit.
The listener, we're going in for the close.
Todd has a bit.
We're going in
Todd
for the close.
Bit.
Finally.
Todd
finally.
Has
it's
a
been
bit.
6 hours. Now he's got something. Todd, that's a candle.
Oops, sorry. Okay, so Jake. No, not Jake. I can't read his name because I crossed it out, but he knows who he is.
Jake.
No. Oh, yeah, Jake. I'm very easily persuaded. Oh, Jake. Yeah, Jake. All right, listen. Listen, Jake. I know you're out there. So we used to do that bit with, you know, the famous story about.
Can you show everybody what you're trying to read right now?
I know. It's literally just like a file of
scribbles. It's literally
no
just
sense.
Scribbles.
I can't tell nice handwriting from scribble. I'm scribble.
No, but it literally
I'm
looks
good
just like it
blind.
Looks like a blob. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Well,
oh, my God. I have to go. I can't believe I landed this.
What time is it?
It's 10:30. I thought it was 9:45.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have to go to bed.
No, we're going in. We're closing
with
now.
With you.
This is good timing. So
I have to drive to the Valley. That's where I live.
Hey, you want me to take you home?
No, I have a car here. A Jetta. I just said it.
Well, if you want me to take you home, we can get back.
No, I have my car here.
Draw a nice hot bath.
Oh, no. There's a water shortage in L.A.
Well, it's a hot shower.
No, I just showered this morning.
I could warm up 15 hot, warm washcloths and just give you a nice bath.
Oh, no, thank you, though. I bathed.
We could use a dry washcloth to save water.
No, I'm just going to go to sleep.
I could just rub my hands all over you.
Oh, no, that's so nice, but no, I don't know why you do that.
You know, when I get near the part that felt good, if you wanted me to stay there a little longer, I would.
Oh, you know what I would love you to do? I have a... are you around tomorrow? I have a dry cleaning thing.
Well, that's not what I was thinking of.
Well,
listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to discuss how we close. That's the beauty of having your own show. You can do what you want. Now, I say I wouldn't mind you closing with a song.
Oh.
And I will put effects in your voice. In
okay,
your
what song? Like, it can be...
song that you
have
song
I sung
you
Dream a Little Dream by Mama Cass on the show already?
No,
I think I have.
You're going to tonight.
I think I have.
And as we go in for close...
It's such a good song to play.
By the way, that was by the Westboro Baptist Church.
Wow.
Wow, see? Oh, Todd, we have such good instincts.
We do. Who thought it wasn't? Well, I think everybody...
Aristotle, he sent me a text during the show.
Well, he's loaded up on pain pills.
No, he's really fucked up right now, and I was worried.
Aristotle's, it ends up he's...
Let's sing Dream a Little Dream. It's such a good song. I might have to look up the lyrics on my phone.
Sure.
Dream a Little Dream lyrics.
We'll give you a karaoke version.
Oh, wait. We'll pause it while
dream
I look up the lyrics.
Dream a Little Dream.
Let me look up the lyrics on my phone.
I can just turn this computer around.
Oh, yeah, turn the computer around. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
sorry.
Jane, why don't you pay attention to Jake? This is what he does for a living. Nervous. Stop moving your mic like a maniac.
Disrespectful, but wow.
I take your mic out.
Yeah, I'm going to take it out.
Excuse me. Okay, we got to take that last 10 seconds out.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Okay. You kidding me? I'll have a nervous breakdown just thinking about it re-happening again. Oh, my God. Is this a par? Am I being punked?
Okay, here we go. Hey, you put too many of those doohickeys on here. I'm just kidding.
No. You know what? This is perfect. This studio is so...
But I want to lay on the table. Okay, let me sing it.
No, you're right. You want me to... Hey, you want...
No, it's good. It's good. Shh. I will edit out all the sound. Okay, I'm ready to sing.
Should we leave all that in? Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
But Todd, there might be a little noise as I pull this.
No, be careful.
Oh.
No,
I'm
be
pulling
careful.
Todd's cock right now.
No, seriously, you can't. There's no more. Just sit down and do it. Act like you're sitting down on this song.
Okay. It's hard not to.
Robbie Kirkhoff, thank you.
It's hard not to do my lounge.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you.
Give me lots of reverb.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to put so much reverb in your voice. And then can we do it where I'm going to change her voice?
I think you're going to videotape it, though, too.
Robbie went on a
date last
night.
But don't make it sound bad. Don't fuck with it.
Yeah, let's take away.
Hold on.
Don't fuck with it.
Don't talk about my dates.
Hey, can somebody videotape it? And should we put another... No, put that right under you. We're going to videotape it.
This will be on the Instagram page.
But why would the camera... Oh.
No. Can you videotape it?
I don't know if I have data on my phone. To
okay, store. Jake, can we change the lighting maybe?
No, it's a gel.
You have to take the gel off.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, we don't need that.
There we go.
Oh, I see. You're trying to give me lighting.
I'm trying to give you so it'll be like this cool video.
All right.
I know what I'm doing. Here we go. This is the close. This is the close of the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Put this a lot of reverb in her voice.
This is for everyone.
Can
going
you play
to
drums?
I can play drums.
What do you want me to do? Oh, okay. Thank you.
But don't make it sound bad.
Okay, go ahead.
I want this to be like my audition tape. Oh, I'm so nervous.
You're going to do just fine.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. All worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Instrumental, 23 seconds.
Drum solo.
dreams till the sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Da 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 da. That's Lisa Likas' favorite song. She cries and sings it alone at night after her show.
That's a podcast.
Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
And here's how we sign out.
Todd Glass, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Glass. Thanks for coming out and good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.